Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Nothing to see here, nothing to see here. Welcome back to Collider Live, ladies and gentlemen. What a show we have here today for all you sons of bitches. It is Friday, November 1st, 2019, and on the table we have Roxy Stryer, Dorina,
hola.
Mark Yodius Riley,
hi.
Kate Mulligan,
woo!
Brett Sheridan is here! Brett has a very big announcement, by the way, that we're going to get to right off top. This is a huge announcement. We were going to promote it, but we didn't have a chance to yet. Brett's going to make his announcement in a second. We have Cody and Alex in the booth. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Okay, so we're going to open with this because we'll talk about everything else in the elephant in the room in a second. But the first thing is Brett Sheridan is here.
I haven't gained that much weight.
Oh, I'm sorry. Brett... You had
that joke is funny.
Yeah.
If it made any sense. Yeah. Literally the skinniest person I've ever seen in my whole life. Just let me have one.
She did say the other day that her boobs weigh 20 pounds.
Anymore. They've lost. The boobs used are to going away. Pounds. Yeah. 10 pounds?
How do you weigh just your boobs?
Yeah. Doctors.
Yeah.
I knew that. We asked all these questions.
Oh, doctors?
I went in for a breast reduction. They have to weigh them and talk about
kidding.
Like, the amount
I listen every day.
What's going on? What's happening?
Brett, all right, here's the big – Brett has a huge announcement.
Brett's having a breast reduction.
No, yes. But this is something he wanted to do here, and I think that it is good. The fans – all right, Brett, go ahead.
Well, I didn't want – we talked about this, and I didn't want to do it. You know, I wanted to come on and do it, and was Fernandez going
to – No, he's not going to be able to do it for the three-year thing right now.
I mean, we – you know – we've had a real good run here, you guys.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm going to cry with the
meds. That's all right.
I'm no longer going to be a permanent crew member on Collider Live.
you haven't been on the show in 5 months.
I know, and I know there have been a lot of rumors that I wasn't going to come back.
Is that true?
And it's
so you're
true.
You're not coming back.
I'm not.
What are we going to do?
You're out.
No, I don't know. This isn't a goodbye. This is more of a so long. I'll still see you guys on Instagram doing cool things that I never get invited to. And I love you all, and I'm going to miss you dearly.
Thank you, Brett.
That's
great,
Brett.
Nice.
That fake crying.
Got him?
Really got
yes.
him.
Yes. Well
I
done.
I literally thought you were about to cry. Like,
Riley was rubbing your back.
I know. I froze up. I'm like, I don't know if I'm close enough to touch Brett.
But did anybody else think cancer?
Oh,
Jesus.
He's going to announce that on Collider Live?
Yeah.
I don't know. I felt it coming.
Well,
he would at least waited to do that on SEN, wouldn't he?
Yeah. We would have been. Come on.
This is a cancer-free room,
that's
okay?
Right. All right. We joke. Yes. If you're tuning in today, is my last show here on Collider Live. My last show on Collider. It has been a give or take around 6 years overall when you combine it with AMC.
And today is the last show. Thank you for everybody who's here. Roxy made it. Usually Roxy's not on Fridays, but she wanted to come in today. And
I
it's
did.
Because Roxy's my girl.
I was going to clap when you said, but I feel like clapping is weak. Like, it's my last show. Like, I don't know what to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's what do weird. I, it's like when someone says on Facebook, just go, this tragic thing happened.
Yeah.
Do I hit like or not?
Boo.
Yeah.
So I'm
but this isn't tragic.
I'm clapping. Yeah. I'm clapping for your future success.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
And we can all just cry like Brett, basically.
Yeah.
The whole show.
Work. I don't know if that's working, though.
Oh. Yeah, hello.
That's better.
Yeah, well, I have to hold it.
Here,
yeah.
Let's switch.
No, I got it. Okay. It's all good. Yeah. I'll hold it.
Oh.
She's got it. It's all good.
Easy. So today, I don't know, because Riley kind of is producing the show today as far as how we're doing the whole rundown. So I don't really know. Are we just kind of running it like we normally do?
If turn the outline over. There's some videos that we do have we can get to later. However you would like to run it, Christian, it's your last show.
No, fuck that. Why are we going to talk about videos and stuff?
Yeah.
Why are we going to talk
about
videos?
Cody, could you play the best of Brett video?
I thought we were just going to roast you today.
Yeah.
That's what you do every day.
I know. Yeah. But I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, well.
You're going to miss it.
I was actually going to bring you a gift. I was like,
he's queued up the best of Brett Sheridan video.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's good. How is that Brett Sheridan interviews Chewbacca doing? It's a great. That's missed. Let's watch this one again. This is Brett Sheridan. Only 2,000 views.
That's a crime.
That is a crime. So we didn't
have
a lot of
fans. I'm here with the myth, the legend, the Wookiee, Chewbacca. What's up, Chewie? Do you mind if I call you Chewie? Awesome. What is a Wookiee? Certainly clears that up. You know about the Chewbacca that fights these Star Wars, but what does Chewbacca do in his free time? Ah, a bit of a thrill seeker, eh? My man. Serious question. When you were training to be a pilot, did everyone call you the Rookie Wookie? It wasn't that bad of a dad joke. Oh, looks like I gotta wrap this up.
Were they really wrapping you up?
You know,
no
it was
way.
A real pleasure meeting you. Hit it.
What were the publicists doing? Did they know what was going on?
I sent them a script.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, I feel really bad, but I have no idea what he's saying. Yeah, what he said.
Yeah, they sent.
Yeah, I gave him a script, and there's a delay because he said, give me a pause after each question so I can add in some Wookiee noise. And he didn't hit him. Like, when they edited, they didn't put him in fast enough, so it became very awkward.
I
sent, like, a full script, and then, like, they sent and they said I couldn't say certain things. So I wanted to ask him if he wore boxers or briefs, and they wouldn't let me do that, and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Is this on?
It is.
Wow.
It's very
I'm just sweating. Yeah.
Why is it Sesame Street?
Who's yelling at us? Somebody yelling at us?
They said it would work better with Sesame Street. Somebody edited it with you guys did it with the Sesame Street because there was going to be getting me on Sesame Street, which.
Yeah, we tried to do.
I still think it should happen.
I would love it. Yeah.
Can I pause for a second, though? Kate, what?
Oh, I was just going to say, that's why it's so hot here.
What is she doing with her phone?
I know.
We finally got
all three.
The three of us.
I know.
This is the first time all three of you have been on the show?
Yeah.
Together?
So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I just can't believe.
And our periods just synced.
Oh, yeah.
I have not gotten a period in like 3 years.
That's because you don't have enough weight on you.
No, that's not true.
Oh, you do that one?
Roxy, I would check that. What?
I know.
No, what's that called?
Wait,
you're taking the one that doesn't give you the period.
No, I'm not on one of those.
What?
Yeah.
So how would you find out if...
If I was pregnant?
Yeah.
Well, I hope birth control works. And I would have to be having sex. So those two things combined.
Okay.
Yeah.
Totally.
Dorina, do you have that problem?
Totally.
What?
About not having sex?
No.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
I have other problems, but
good
not that
for
one.
All of you. Good for all of you. It's a bummer when you're in a room and you know for a fact that you have not been laid in the most amount of time.
Yeah, out of everybody in this room.
I'm in this room too.
I don't know. That doesn't mean just because you're single, that's not necessarily true.
It's true.
I know. When was the last time you all had
sex? Putting a lot of money on that.
Last night.
What about you? good for you.
Is it in the last year?
What about Brett and Kate?
2 days ago.
Yeah.
Was it with Christian?
Yes.
Man. That's the big announcement. I'm pregnant.
Yay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably slammed last week.
Cody?
Oh, totally.
Last week?
Alex?
God,
oh, wait, Alex.
Wife,
Alex?
Cody.
5 years, baby.
Oh, there you go.
Is that true? Alex, is that true?
That's completely true.
What happened 5 years ago?
My last girlfriend.
Oh. Yeah. What happened to the new girl?
Oh, yeah. What happened to the new girl?
Oh, yeah. We went out the other week.
How'd that go?
It went well. She's just not looking for anything because she got a job in another country.
Oh.
It's a perfect time to have sex with somebody.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Sounds like you're moving to Singapore.
Yeah. Okay. I did beat Alex.
Yeah. Nice job.
I'm like, you're not in the room.
Yeah. What are we talking? What's your number?
It's about
Ralph. Yeah.
The number of times?
No.
How long?
Yeah.
I know 700, but no.
How long has it been?
Yeah. How long?
Almost a year.
Goodless.
Yeah. I mean, Ben, whatever that was.
Goodless gracious.
Goodless is kind of a thing.
Sexless.
Yeah. Have you guys not seen Snyder every day coming to the office and saying, still? Every day.
Really?
Still?
Oh, no. Does that surprise you at all?
Yeah.
He is such a character.
But that's not for lack of offers.
No. I'm not good with the...
You're not a one-night stand-ish.
I can't do it.
You're also probably picky.
Yeah.
Never done it.
No, I didn't. I always ended up dating every girl.
Right.
Yeah. It was like I couldn't bring myself to be a woman.
You really are Cameron from Ferris Bueller.
No issue with it at all, though. Like, I wish that I could. I just, like, physically don't.
You just need, like, a connection.
Yeah.
I get it.
Bummer.
Understood.
Fucking connections.
Connections are the worst.
Yeah.
Riley looks like he's about to cry back there right now.
I'm just
feeling fast.
Feel bad for you.
Yeah, thank you, man. I love you.
You just thinking about last night.
Enough of your sexless life. What did everyone? What did everyone do yesterday for the Halloweens?
What'd you do?
Took the kids for
trick or treat. Did you drink at all?
Last night, no, but the night before, because it was my anniversary, so I had some wine. But thank you so much, Cody. There was a video that I had that I showed everybody so far. My 2-year-old was. We went to this party. It was my 8-year-old's friend's party. So we went, and they start playing this music. So you see the video. My 2-year-old is playing on the side, and then she hears the music. She goes, "I have to dance." Like she says that.
I gotta dance.
And she just turns this like. So it's moving.
Right. Flashed ass.
I gotta dance.
I hope that she ends up being a professional dancer one day, so you can show that. Mm-hmm. Like
she might be, because my wife, when she was, I don't know, 6 months, she's like, this kid like really feels music and understands music. You can tell, and
you're a huge score nerd. Does that make sense?
Yeah, my brother was a musician. So.
Yeah.
And then when you're on, so you think you can dance, you can be that annoying parent that said she's been dancing since the day she was born.
I got video to prove it.
Yeah.
Anyone else want to see when
she's
at the Halloween
out
party?
Of the womb.
Ooh, she's singing and dancing.
I hope you really end up talking like that.
I probably will. I'll sound more like my mother, who's probably watching right now. She's like, oh, that's, you know, just if you're going to dance, do it at the right time, okay?
What if Ben, as we got older, instead of getting this way, get started?
You started to talk like that? Oh, stop it. That's not how I sound. Why do all you kids, every time you do my voice, it sounds exactly the same? Because that's how you sound. That's all right.
What do you do about candy stuff for Halloween? You go through it, you let them know what they can and can't have?
Yeah. Speaking of the candy, it kind of goes into the question. We recently moved, right? So... The place that I did live
His new address
is... Yeah, the place that I did live at beforehand, we never got trick-or-treaters because he had the gate and you'd have to walk up and it was a process. I got more trick-or-treaters in 6 minutes than I have in 5 years.
It was
good.
What do you do? Put the bowl outside or you bring each piece?
I brought each piece for a little bit because early because we got the youngest and I got the hell out of Dodge first because these kids were the oldest running back and forth. I'm not keeping up with it. Give that to my wife. Let her do that. I get back to the house, start making dinner for the little one. Bell starts ringing. I'm like, this is cool. Start doing it. Then I had to give her a bath. So I was like, shit, I can't do that. So just stuck the freaking thing outside and put take one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My
shit.
Favorite thing in life, I haven't done this in a while. So I'm just like, I was handing them out. And this little girl who just melted my heart goes, we can't choose?
Aww.
And I'm like, yeah, you can shut up, kid. Take it all. What the fuck do I care? And she's like, so she's going and she's taking it. And then I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to put it on the thing and say, take one. And it got wiped out. So, you know, what are you going to do? So although there was – I turned the lights off, though. So like, that's when
yes,
you know.
Yes,
it's
out, yes.
People still ringing the bell. It's like, yeah. Come on, get the hint. We're out. Vivi opens
what
the door.
Time?
9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's
a nine's a little late too.
Yeah, it is. They're just drunk on sugar and they
that's
want
what
more.
It is. There were two kids that looked your age that were there, and they're like standing there, and I'm just like, you guys, you can't go to 7-Eleven and buy a Snickers bar. You gotta, I get it.
Our term is if a house is DTH. Down to Halloween, you know.
Yes.
You know, so like,
I'm always
no, this one isn't DTH. This one's, you know, and the kids will.
Right.
We
oh, down, no, I got it. Yeah. But that's what we did. So as far as checking the candy.
Brent does this thing where after he tells a joke, he doesn't want to make eye contact with anybody in case it doesn't land. He just like zooms out. And it's so
I
good.
Hope it landed.
Oh shit!
There we go.
It's so good.
That's why he didn't look at the crowd once in New York. But no, he crushed it.
He did crush.
Yeah. So what the hell time is it? 10:15. You want to talk?
It's hot enough that I'm like wearing a bra on.
Right now.
It looks really good. It's broken.
It's not broken. It's just on, but it just takes a while. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can go check again, but I checked before the show.
No, there are six of you in there right
now. Oh, that's true.
You know what, Cody, with the math. Let's. And as Kate already said.
Cody, would you say we had a special call or something?
Yeah, I had the person on hold. Give me a second. Okay. Let me queue it up.
Oh, we have a phone call. Hey, you're on Collider Live. Who do we got?
Hey, Saul, how you doing?
Hey, Saul, what's going on, Saul? How are you?
Of course he gets through.
Actually, you always get through. What's the latest, Saul?
Oh, nothing. I just thought I'd check in. Anything interesting going on today?
No. Nothing to see here. It's like that Liam Neeson. Leslie Nielsen. Leslie Neeson. I can't even say it.
What are you trying to say?
Willie Nelson?
Thank you.
Naked Gun.
When he's outside and the fireworks are going off, mm-hmm. There's nothing to see here. So that's kind of where we're at. What about you? How's New York?
It's warm and sunny. Yeah. And,
in New York.
It's surprising. So
I got to tell you something, Saul. I know you well enough now that I feel like you're lying to us. Is that true?
What are you talking about?
It doesn't feel this. This is a very clear phone call. I don't feel. I don't think that you're. I don't think that you're in New York. Is that true?
I got AT&T prepaid wireless. It's yours.
I still don't think that's true. I think that you've become kind of the new Finstock, to where I can tell when you're lying. And I think that you're lying. Am I accurate in that description?
Define lying.
You are not in New York.
New York City?
Yes. New York in general.
New York State of mind?
The East Coast. You are not in the East Coast at the moment.
The East Coast of the United States.
That's correct.
Because I'm east of the Pacific Ocean.
Okay, but you're not in New York.
New York.
Cody, can I ask you to do me a favor?
What's up?
Can you turn the camera on in your booth?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Saul is in the building.
Oh, my God.
Saul is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Saul,
awesome.
So, you crazy lunatic, you were supposed to be out here in general, right? You didn't come out here just for this show.
What?
Thanks for your call, Saul.
Did you come out here just for this episode?
I had like 7 lies prepared for you. I was like, oh, no, I'm going to be here anyway. So, you know, every one of my friends is out of town. Like, I got nothing going on.
So you wanted to fly out?
Yeah, I'm here for you.
That was very nice.
How did this happen? Like, what was communicated?
An airplane was involved. And
Well, Saul wrote to me and asked me if he can come in for the show, and I said you should. And it was funny because had New York not happened in August, I'd be like, no. You can't come here. I don't know who you are.
Who are you?
But we had a very nice conversation. Roxy and him had a very nice conversation.
Stallone
and him had a very nice conversation.
So
Saul's going to be in the booth with Cody and Alex for the show.
I would like a vote now that we know it's not doctored. It's not Photoshopped.
Right.
He's here in person. Everybody at home who is watching.
He's got to come and sit. We can't see it.
There's 40 people in there. I'm not coming in there.
All right,
everyone who's at home, can't they put the video on here?
You can walk in.
Everyone at home who's watching, I need to know, is he a redhead?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys? Yes. With the fucking
100%.
Redhead.
Yeah.
I'm red bearded. We've established this.
You're red bearded. Well, we didn't establish it because there was one picture where you looked like you had blonde hair.
That does happen, though. My dad's beard grows in red. But his hair is,
Brett, you're totally right. It does happen. Not Saul.
Not Saul.
For sure.
Anyway, so Saul
Roxy, my head could have been on fire in New York and you wouldn't have remembered it, all right? I don't think you can remember my hair color correctly.
He kept saying that. I wasn't saying that.
But you remembered everything the next day.
I know.
Yeah, anyway. Well, Saul is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. So what a crew we do have here today for Brett Sheridan's last show.
Sorry, Brett.
It is 10:20. There's anything else that we need to talk about that happened last night? Nathan, what'd you do?
Oh, we looked at Kate.
She was just smashing, bro.
Yeah, why are you fidgeting? Did you do something wrong?
No, I was eating nerds earlier, and I just found a stray nerd.
Oh. That's the best feeling. The best feeling. True.
Let me know if you find another one, because I love those.
Yeah. I know. She downed the whole box right before I could ask for some.
She does what she does well. She destroys nerds.
Yeah. I could see a gleam in your eyes. Yeah, I was looking.
Yeah.
I have one for you.
What?
From last night.
What'd you do?
You want it or no?
Well, you just said you had it.
I do.
So let it go.
She wants you to beg for it. That's exactly
beg
what happened.
I'm done with that.
Yeah. I get it.
Last day, come on.
You give me any shit. I'll see you soon.
I didn't know what I was going to wear yesterday. And last minute, I was like, okay, I should dress up. And I had an old Harley Quinn outfit. And I decided, fine, I'm going to put it on. I go through my day. I post it on Instagram. And all of a sudden, my brother and sister start blowing up my phone. I'm
what
like, what happened? My dad's 26-year-old girlfriend,
also
Harley Quinn Halloween. Tall. Brutal.
You're older than her?
Yes. Yes, I am. They were sending me pictures of her, and I was like, wow. Yeah.
Did you change?
No, I was already out. I was already gone. And I was like, wow. They were like, she thinks it's really sweet. And I was like,
Right. Would you, so let me ask you a question about that. Yeah.
How
often do you go back to visit your dad?
I haven't been in a year. So once a year.
So she was 25 when you visited last.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you guys hang out? Would you hang out? Would you go out and have a drink? And do you give her advice?
Sober.
So you get stoned with her? You
get some weed?
We do smoke weed together. Okay. So I guess that's how sober?
Yeah.
She doesn't eat.
Doesn't eat.
Really. Okay. It's like a bird.
She just sniffs food? Or?
My mother-in-law.
Very small.
You don't have periods. She doesn't eat. These are things.
I have a ton.
So you guys start a band together?
I don't think she'd be
a good musician.
The Harley Quinn.
Here's what I'll give her. Yeah. Compared to my dad's previous young women, if you call them that, she's really sweet.
Okay.
She's very kind. I like her heart.
You like that?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. She's nice. She's a nice
does
person.
Does she have an old soul?
She does. I do think she has an old soul. She has an old soul.
That's how you justify it.
For sure. Right. She looked better as Harley than I did. It was not possible.
She looked
really good.
You look pretty good last night.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then we didn't even coordinate. That was crazy.
Can you believe that she was Joker?
Yeah.
At the same time. By the way, I loved your video that you did.
Oh, yeah.
You did the dancing.
Frank made me do it.
I really liked it.
However?
There's no however, because I think it actually works well with the music.
Intonation makes it feel like there's a however. Yeah.
No, I was just curious in a music like, choice, because I didn't like the song
that they picked for the movie. So it's one of my two problems with the movie.
Okay, see, that's funny, because normally we're on the same page with music. I liked what you did with the actual score from the movie.
Right.
But I like the sports song that they used, because it was what you said, that they use this song that you hear a million times, but for some reason it really worked.
Yeah.
And I agree with that for sure.
It was distracting to me. It took me
out
of the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I talked to my friend, so my buddy David, who we talk about movies all the time. I thought he hit the nail on
Who's
the head.
Who's David? We've been doing the show
Gambino.
For over a year.
Oh. So he wrote me yesterday, and I hope he doesn't mind me reading, because I think he hit the nail on the head when it came to the new Terminator movie. And this is kind of how I felt about it. I think I liked it a lot more than he did. But these were his thoughts on it. Where the hell?
Too many women?
No, he is literally the last person that would say anything like that. I gotta find the fucking thing. Hold on, sorry.
Oh, we'll just scroll. Say
yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Let's just not talk about anything. Yeah. Hey, how's it going, Christian?
Pretty
you
good.
Found Saul, it happy you flew out for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, it's true.
Can I just go back to your dad has a 26-year-old girlfriend who's had sex more recently than you?
Way more often than more recently. I'm pretty sure.
Wow,
of
that
it.
Was some well, maybe salt when, in the womb.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just like
the nicest
right.
question that's ever been asked.
Maybe when you're your dad's age, though, you can fuck a 26-year-old.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah,
thank
she doesn't
you.
Do that, oh. though.
Yeah.
Well, she does it if she's dating them. So
there you go. Maybe you find a connection with an old soul 26.
You think it's going to take me that long? Oh, no.
No.
Thank you, guys. No.
Roxy, honey.
Yeah. Oh, Roxy.
This
I did.
What
I,
happened,
no,
Christian?
I found it, but then I realized, I don't know if he wants me to read his review. On,
okay,
on
why?
So
you just teach too much women.
No, at all.
He read it again, and you're like,
he's like, oh,
no.
Yes.
No.
No, he didn't say too many. He's like, there was too many cunts on
this. No. Again, at all. You know, David is the last person to say that. He just his thoughts. I mean, what I said the other day about when I thought, like, Linda Hamilton to me in Terminator 2 is incredible. She is one of the most badass women, and she wasn't playing tough in this movie. It's like she's acting tough now. Mackenzie Davis is great.
Yeah,
and you buy her from start to finish. And my big problem at the end was that the movie turned into this big over the top action film, like CGI, like not feeling like a Terminator movie at all. And that's kind of what we were talking about last night. So that's the gist.
What are you going to miss most about us?
Oh,
yeah.
About nothing with these two, because I'll see their stupid faces every day. You guys, are we going to do this now?
I just wanted to know, because I know you of your Terminator thoughts.
Oh, you want something else?
Yeah.
What I will say about you is that you have proven me wrong.
Cool.
Word. Yes.
Undefeated. Yes. Well, job, Cody.
It's really good.
Well, that one didn't even get Riley.
He didn't really have headphones. That's why.
Yeah. I look over and he's like,
yeah.
That's cool.
It was the fart noise, Riley. Can you picture it now?
That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. Let me break this one in half.
It's true. You proved me wrong in the fact that I get jaded by, right? With certain things, and I have given the quote many times, even on this show, that people, I think, sometimes are loyal until it is opportunistic not to be. Mm-hmm. Right? I've said that. You have proven me wrong. That I think you are one of the most honest, and people who give you shit sometimes for the dopiness that you display on the show, which you do,
very often,
a lot,
because the rest of us aren't dopey at all.
No,
but there's a little bit sometimes. It's like it's a shtick, and we know that. There is no one that I've met in the space that is more business savvy than you are.
Yep,
thank you.
You are smart. You are you know the right paths. You know how to look out for not only yourself, your friends too. And I will miss that about you. And I will see, but I'll see you a lot also.
I'm sorry that I made you say the things that you just said, but I'm really happy that I did. Yeah, I'll have that forever.
Yeah, it's the last time I'll ever say it, for sure. Darina is somebody that, I'm glad, and it's not a pat on my back, although I'll pat myself on the back, that I had a chance to introduce you to the audience, because I just knew right away the kind of personality that you were when I met you at the Force Awakens premiere all those years ago. So
that's how you guys met?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we met through Nathan.
We met through Nathan at the premiere. Yeah.
I met you
and Ellis at the same time.
Yeah, and then Doreena and I would hang out at Comic-Con like every year, and we just hit it off.
And she'd get you into all the parties.
I was in all the parties. She just was you got us in, but we don't have to wait on the line.
Yeah.
You're the queen of that. I mean, no, come on, let's go. And if there are certain parties we didn't know about that we weren't on, then yes, she would get us in. But we would we'd hang out until me, her, and Nathan, and that would be that turned into what I like love to go to Comic-Con for. And we did that, and our Vince Gilligan scenarios and all those types of things that we did. And then when we were looking for new people to have on the show, I was like, well, we're going to have Darina. I think the audience would love Darina. I think that she's no bullshit, and that's kind of what this show was all about. And it's proven true. The audience loves you, and you know,
loves.
Yeah. And you've had
they obsessed with
they don't want anyone to sit in that chair.
No,
man.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
But
it was just a chair. It didn't mean anything, guys.
Oh yeah. Well, so what she's referencing is that the day Darina was gone and Kate sat in for her, they were just like,
riot.
See? Christian's trying to get rid of the vagina.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Yeah, well, that's because of a vagina problem. Yeah. Remember, too many vaginas. Yes. But no, I agree. That was like a mini vacation for you, I know. Yeah. That was like your time away to go to comedy. It's so funny that we just vibe right away, and it was like our space to just be nerds without worrying about being on, you know, I guess for you, for being on camera, right? For me, it was just, I'm like, oh, okay. Nathan and Christian are like my nerdy friends that I get to hang out at Comic-Con and like just be basically nerd Vegas is what it was to us. And it's weird. We found this camaraderie. I don't know how to say that word because I don't know how to say it in English. But
say it in Spanish.
But I was also, I know.
No, don't think people like that. Cheat line.
Compadres. Eres mi compa. Comadre.
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 It doesn't sound the same when you say it. It's just a little.
Comadres. Compadres.
That's what it is.
Hey, Saul, can you say compadres?
Yeah.
You know, compadres.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you, Saul.
Right away.
It was really great. Just nailed it.
But anyways, thank you for bringing into the space. I was very nervous about being on camera because I'm producer behind camera. I never did this type of stuff. But
this was your first show that you were on camera for?
Well, no, she's on with Jenna Bush. She had a show with Jenna.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on camera before, but as a guest. I was never...
This is your first... You are a co-host of
correct.
The show.
Yes. That's pretty bad. And so... And it's because I think we had just good chemistry, you know, like it's just always been fun. And you're like a annoying brother to me that I want to slap in the face sometimes. But I also love you and care about you a lot. And
I'm going to shave your head at the end.
I'm going to shave your balls. Yeah, no.
And so,
need
that done, but I don't think I have that.
You want to know what's so great about that? Yeah. Full circle. The first episode we ever did, you explained to me how to shave your balls.
Yeah. That's right.
Remember?
Not to shave my balls, just in general.
No, not me to shave your balls, but how to shave one's balls.
Yeah, Mom, you shouldn't have turned into this episode.
And then, I heard about what happens when you nick them, which I had never heard about before.
That is great. Yeah, that was
remember?
The first
nicking your balls sounds horrible. Yeah.
So, again, to Christian's mother, my apologies, but I know more about balls now than I ever did before.
You just learned so much in this show.
Nicking your balls is just two letters away from licking balls.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the same sensation.
Yeah, total.
At all.
Wow, nicking spelled with a K?
Yeah, K. Yeah, isn't that what it is?
I don't know.
K-N?
Well, K-N,
I see. When you nick something. When you nick something. Anyway.
So,
New York. At first I thought you said licking.
Yeah, I did. The older I get, and the lower they drop. Soon!
Have fun trying to reach them, ladies.
I love that there's how-to shave your balls videos.
Oh, wow, with a kiwi.
Like legit how to shave your balls videos.
All right, so let's do the contest that we do. Okay. The first one with the two green there.
How many views?
How many views do you think it has?
What is it? I didn't see what it
just
is.
It's just a guy telling you how to the shaving.
What's the title?
The nuts. It says how to properly shave your balls, the safest testicle, and then it goes
115,000.
300,000.
1,000,000.
Yeah, I'm going 2,000,000.
You looked at it.
2,000,000.
No, one.
How can I? I can't.
I am going to say 700,000. All right, let's click. 867,000.
Wow. I think that makes you close. No, 1,000,000.
You said 1,000,000.
Okay. 1,000,000 goes over. I know, but I went over.
Yeah.
Price is right.
Price is
wrong.
Nice.
Bitch.
Makes sense. Oh, what, how do you shave? Wait a minute.
He was just kissing his grandma when he's talking about
shaving his tennis balls. Why are his tennis balls?
All right. I don't know if that guy's seen balls, but tennis balls and our balls are not the same.
And Harry's.
Really not the same texture.
He does look like he manscapes well, though.
I've had enough of this guy. I had enough.
For some reason, I really don't like him.
Yeah. Just like, boom.
There's something about him.
He started talking, and it was like, no.
There he is again.
Roxy, I like it. Okay.
Hey, Cap, I got to tell you, I don't know if this guy's worth it.
No.
Ed Burns.
Oh. I can't hear him, so what's the cadence of his voice?
Soft, supple, loose.
Soft, supple, loose.
Step number three, wash your body. Rinse off and move on to step number four, which is apply a layer of shaving cream.
I'm done. Cody, stop.
I think it's because he's yelling about balls.
Yeah, but you shouldn't yell when you're teaching people to shave your
authority
ball.
On this.
Yeah.
Like, he's talking about it like his balls are all balls, and he knows how they work.
He's doing something. It's Harry's. It's a promotion for Harry's.
You think he's paid for that?
No, but I think that's a Dollar Shave Club product.
Well,
that
then
he just
why
showed.
Was Harry's showing?
Oh, is he getting? Is he double dipping? How does he?
How do you do that? He also has an eye freckle.
Oh. Would you guys like to talk about news? Yeah. Riley, you want to talk about some news?
I want to talk about you.
No.
Yeah, no, let's talk about
Let's talk about box office. I want to know how much things are making.
That's on Monday.
Christian, keep going. What are you going to miss most about Riley?
Nothing. It's Mark's turn. Come on.
Yeah. No, you don't have to do that.
We'll figure out. Well, at the end, I was going to say things about Riley, and we'll say Cody and Alex for sure. We'll start with Alex. Alex, we got very lucky with because Alex was a fan of the show, and Alex actually just showed me a picture the first time I guess I met him was that 2016 Comic Con?
Yes. 2016.
2016 Comic-Con.
Still hadn't been late at that
I know. I was thinking he's got so much time.
It was cute. He was like this little Spider-Man. He was 7 years old.
That's the first time I ever met him.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at Josh. In the background.
Yeah.
Is that Silvestrini in the back?
It sure looks like it.
Can you zoom in the back there? Is that Silvestrini?
No.
No, it's not. So
was that the only one I ever went to?
I don't. You might have.
Was that when there was the Comic Con HQ? So,
yeah, it was Comic Con HQ. Yeah.
Also,
so.
Alex looks older there.
Yeah.
And that was
this show has
ago.
Weirdly made you younger.
Do you have Benjamin Buttons?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no. So Alex, I guess I met him there, but then I know he's friends with Wendy, and they said he started coming around the Schmodown a lot, and at one point he said he wanted to, he'd like to get involved. So,
oh, Alex met us through Wendy?
I mean, he met us here, but then he started coming around through Wendy, yeah. And so, wow. And then he would come to the old studio, and we would talk a lot, and he said he was a fan of the Schmodown, and he started getting involved. And he's just he's one of those workers. He's like, even though you see him goofing around in the back there, he's one of the hardest workers that we have.
Because yeah.
He comes in, he does his shit, and he gets it done. And we rely on him so much during the Schmodown. He's one of the unsung heroes. He'll come in and he's got he's coordinating with the writers. He's making sure that everything is all set with the competitors. He's the one when he's sitting the wheel slices, and then you get people are going, well, wait a minute, if Har's on the wheel for them, then I can't have this on that. And he's just his head could explode, but he's not. He's just very calm, and he's like a soothing presence when you talk to him. I don't think I've ever seen him get upset except the fact when we called him Chips that day.
Yeah, he was not happy with that.
That was it. But even then, he's just like, guys, can you not call me Chips because my band is the
100%. He should do affirmations. I listen to these affirmations videos on YouTube, and some people's voices are annoying. Every time he chimes in, I'm like, oh, could you just do one of these? Wake up today and everything's gonna be fine.
Yeah, is that true, Brett? Is that true, Alex?
You're gonna be completely okay.
Oh,
damn, Alex. Yeah.
Also, underrated as a musician. Incredibly talented. Yeah.
And someone else is very underrated in general is Cody Hall.
Yay!
For sure. You talk about being blessed in general for finding Cody Hall as a fan of Schmoes. No, Cody came in. I remember we had.
When is this?
This is 2013, 2014, Cody?
2014.
So and his first show was the JTE Triceratops Taurus Tops show. Is that correct?
Yes, it was. It's hilarious.
What did you do? You were interning?
He was interning for us. He was Cody the intern, but then he became Upham.
We don't call him that anymore.
Not anymore. He was called Upham because he at Comic-Con that year, when we had just hired him, he said he was so excited that he was part of the show. Ken and I were walking across the street at Comic-Con. We're like, oh, there's the story. Kid. And we're walking right by him. He looked at us like he could give two fucks. And he just walked right by us. Is that accurate, Cody?
Yeah, I was pretty hungover. Yeah.
So he went by, and we gave him shit for it for, I don't know, it had to be 2-3 years for it. And we started calling Upham from Save a Private Ryan because in Saving Private Ryan, when everybody's in the middle of the fight, Upham runs away. And so we called him Upham. But then he transformed completely from Upham to this comedic genius. I really would call him that. Because the thing is, and I've told Cody, and we've had meetings many times, that I think Cody, as great as he is as an engineer and adds so much to this show, that his talents should be and will be used in other places. He's a very good actor.
Yep.
He is.
Fantastic.
He doesn't give
writer.
Himself enough credit for it. He's a phenomenal leader.
A great French kisser.
For a good French kisser.
Go back to that.
People look up to him.
Shaves his balls pretty well.
Yeah. He does. Yeah. That's true.
Good at impregnating women.
That's right. Yeah. That's very true. Yeah.
That's a good one.
He did that.
But Cody, you're a stand-up dude. You're a good guy. You're a funny guy. You're going to be I'm very sure you're a great husband. You're going to be a great father, and you already are. You're taking care of those stupid fucking spiders. And you're going to continue to do great things. And I think you're going to be probably one of the biggest stars that this space has seen if you keep doing what you're doing.
Geez, no pressure.
Yeah, and you're going to have a rematch with Lon Harris next season.
Okay, ooh, much less pressure.
Yeah, much less pressure, which is a great match. Mark, the Yodiest of Rileys. Man.
Just shut up and take it.
No. It's like I know in 20 years we're still going
to
be doing
something. Of course, but this is the thing as far as the history of how we've come to be doing here. So Mark, and you've talked about this on the air, so I can say it too, is that he was going through a divorce at the time, and he and I have been friends since Brett and I started working at we were working at California Pizza Kitchen is where I met Mark Riley. And we just the three of us hit it off, and we would smoke dubs and write shit and do comedy shows and all that. And we just always kept in touch. And when we started the Schmoes No podcast, Mark Riley was one of our first guests doing an X-Men show.
Right.
What year are we talking?
This is 2011. 2011. That's when we've just. Yeah, because I did Corolla. Corolla was 2010, and then we started our podcast in 2011.
What was before 2011? Where
2010.
I was with my ex.
Yep.
No, yeah,
that
thank
was
you.
It was the same. It was the same year. It was 2011 it was the, you, the first one was the X-Men one, and then you guys came on in 2011.
Had to be before that because I was that X-Men one. I was not with my – was I? Whatever. Keep going.
X. It was 2011. Yes. Because 2012 was when we started Toad Hop.
X-wife.
Yeah.
Men.
Well, but that was the thing. That was the,
oh, yeah. Man.
Too soon, Kate. Too soon.
What is – I fucking – I don't know. I didn't hear.
Oh, yeah. You
can't
hear. You can hear us
actually,
in here.
You should be able to hear for this part.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the 2011 is when we did the podcast, like just the audio version. Then when in 2012 is when we started – this is kind of the first – time I realized that I wanted to do a morning show. Is when we started doing Toad Hop, we started doing in the morning. And it was
up in Universal, right?
So that's
Universal.
Phase two.
This is phase three. It was Toad Hop. Toad Hop was phase three. And we went from our first co-host that we ever had was Catherine Reitman. And she was our co-host for a long time, for about a year and a half. She couldn't make the transfer over to where we were. And then Katie Sackhoff came on. She was our co-host. So at that time, we wanted to do like a morning radio kind of zoo-ish Howard Stern feel. And we were like, okay, let's figure out kind of who to bring in. So Riley was like one of our first calls. And then Ken would call in all the time. He was producer. Makuga came along. But Riley was the guy that was – he would be the fact checker. And he started the website. And it's just –
Factorson.
But I always wanted to do this thing. And I think that I've – successfully done this, and I will continue to do it this way. And it's the Adam Sandler model: is that you surround yourself with your friends, but capable workers and people who can get things done. And Riley is one of those guys; he's always has been. And when he was at Geek Nation, and I think I got you the gig over there at one point.
Yeah.
And then when we started talking for a little bit, yeah, I know, but it was a gig. And
it was a gig.
And I was giggling because he said it like he was on the toilet.
It was a gig. Yeah. But when he was there, and then I said, okay, listen, let's I started working at Collider, and I said, I really think Riley would be great over here. So we went, and I was saying to Cody, is that Cody and Riley, I think you guys got you guys over here first.
We were first wave.
It was Cody.
You certainly staffed a lot of this place.
Yeah. Well, Cody, Christian Rubalcaba, Makuga, Ken when he's here, Roka,
Riley.
And so I'm proud of everything that's done here because as I leave, we have all these people here that are continue on, and that's why I addressed this once when we were fucking around, kidding around like last week, and it's something also as far as Brett and myself and Kate will be on. We will be doing a morning show, and it's starting next Monday. But when people ask, is it a straight up competition? It is not.
No.
There are two things that you should look at it. The first is that this isn't television where it's one show is on at 8 o'clock, the other show is on at 8 o'clock, and then it's over, right? And plus the fact you can't even with television now,
it's not even
a thing anymore. We'll both be live streaming at that time, but you'll be able to watch both the shows whenever you want. But the other thing is that simply my schedule, Kate's schedule, Brett's schedule does not allow us to do afternoons. Because when I started to do this show, I pitched this show as they wanted to do a night show. Fernandez liked what we did at Schmoes. No, and he wanted to do a night show, and I said I just can't do that because of my schedule.
Right.
So I asked to do a morning show. They said yes. I wanted to do three shows a week. They were a little hesitant at first to see if we could fit 2 hours into 3 days a week. We did that, and then we were able to move that to five. So then that's the same thing that I want to do and that I have been wanting to do. And with that, like I said, we are doing our thing, but you also have an announcement that you wanted to make
as
well. Yeah,
and we'll talk about it at the end of the episode. We'll save it towards the end. Okay. But just a lot of questions have been coming in about what are we doing?
Right.
What are we doing here? And we have answers.
It's not cancer.
What's that?
It's not canceled, but you will cry.
So you will make your announcement for the future of the show at the end of the episode.
Correct.
End of the episode. And around 11:30, maybe around 11:45, we're going to do some more stuff, so be ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
We have some
shots.
Fireworks?
No. Okay.
Yeah, we're singing
firework
tequila.
Fire. Yeah. Around that same time, we
let's
can
get
all
Christian
have
hammered.
Some fun.
Yeah.
It's the last thing I need.
It's the fireworks hammer is coming in.
Is there anything we should talk about in these stories at all?
There's barely any news. Here, I can run through it. Ready? Filming begins on Marvel's first Disney series, Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yay!
Terminator Dark Fate director James Cameron clashed over final edit.
What was the story?
So then? Here's the story on this, which is kind of
that
cool.
I want to know about, yeah.
We could bring that up because there is a quote, but I can paraphrase because I read the article last night. He got into drag-out fights with Tim Miller.
Uh-huh.
He was in the edit bay for Terminator, and he compared working with Robert Rodriguez on Alita Battle Angel and this. And he had very favorable words for Robert Rodriguez, and it sounded like they kind of, you know, really worked together. Whereas Tim Miller wanted to really make it his own with Terminator, and James Cameron's like, you know what, I kind of know a little something about Terminator. So they would have what sounded like very, like, heated battles in the edit bay, but that they were stronger for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
They're just like, they
so he's
look
not shitting
at the,
on him. He's like,
he's not shitting on him. He's like, we went to battle
like,
over
we scrapped.
It's a quote
we scrapped.
Right there.
Yeah, there it is.
So they asked, during the editing process of Dark Fate, Cameron replied, I would say many, and the blood is still being scrubbed off the walls from those creative battles. This is a film that was forged in fire, so yeah. But that's the creative process, right? I mean, my work with Robert and Alita was very different. Robert loved the script. He loved everything. I just want to make this movie. I just want to make the movie you see it. I was like, no, you go make your movie. I had the reverse experience with Tim, which is Tim wanted to make his movie, and I'm like, yeah, but I kind of know a little about this world, and I had the matter and the antimatter version of the producial experience. So yeah, I mean that's he's not really shitting on him.
No, he's not shitting on him. Yeah,
I like the honesty. That's cool. All right.
What would you guys rather, a director who was like Miller or like Rodriguez?
Well, that's different. I mean, I think the projects are different, and I think that they have very different relationships. And I think that Robert Rodriguez has established himself enough. Tim Miller had one big hit in Deadpool that you could see where Tim Miller would put his feet down. And if you can scrap with James Cameron, if you have the ability to scrap with James Cameron and survive from it, and you think you have confidence in yourself that you can do it, then yeah, you should do it. And I think that's exactly what he did. He probably has a lot of respect from Cameron for doing so.
I think nice. That they're brave enough to put me in their film. I think that,
they
that that's
that.
Who I would pick.
Yeah, you
whichever
the,
one which, would do
it doesn't
that
matter,
and
either
save
one.
My life.
It,
yeah, okay.
It does take a lot, you know, guts. You got to be
guts.
Ballsy.
Well, you know, I yeah,
cutting
I mean,
edge.
I'm pretty. I take a lot of brave choices when
yes.
I act.
I think you do. Yeah.
I'm very what
cerebral.
It? Yeah. What do they always say? She was so, he was
a wordsmith?
So or she was so
a wordsmith.
Yeah, a
well, your method is
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah, it's the method.
Yeah. It's meth.
It's a lot of
so
meth.
So you are right now. Are you doing a role where you play Zach Galifianakis? Is that
yeah, that's nice? The yeah. That's the role that I've been playing ever since his career took off. And,
Between two burns.
Yes.
Anyway, any other stories that are worth a damn, or that's it?
We got confirmation that Jeffrey Wright is, in fact, Commissioner
Wright.
Gordon in the Batman.
Jeffrey Wright.
So there's nothing here because the Star Wars.
This cast is just insane.
Yeah, so we got that.
This is like
and
a
then,
gift or a meme or something he posted, right?
Yeah. Well, I thought that was already confirmed, though, too.
It wasn't confirmed. It was speculated heavily.
It was reported. And, so it was confirmed by Matt Reeves on Twitter. And, so, I mean, it's like, great. He's doing it.
Yeah. All right.
And the last bit of news that I think is worth a damn is Colin Trevorrow kind of explains why the original three characters
what
are coming back.
Why?
And a lot of people are saying, well, why aren't they in Jurassic World? Why aren't they in especially Jurassic World, which is the reboot. And he's like, it's pretty impossible to get the three originals to come back at the same time that the park – goes down again at the same time and feel forced,
right.
Basically.
And
right?
It's
like,
forced, yeah.
Totally, yeah.
And so with the world now opening up, like in Fallen Kingdom, it was opening up where you can get that cameo with Jeff Goldblum, right? He comes in as a specialist and talks about what he knows. Well, this third one in the Jurassic World new movies, they're out in the world. So it's a little bit easier to go back to the originals and go, guys, we need some help.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to be organically weaved into the story rather than we're forcing them into another situation because those three characters would probably never want to go to another Jurassic Park.
Right.
Right? So now that the world is opened
makes
up a
sense.
Bit,
yeah, it's bigger.
It feels better for the story.
I'm going to say something controversial.
I'm just looking at you.
You mean controversial?
I'm going to say something controversial.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
I also think Laura Dern has had a second wave with Enlightened and now
Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies.
Star Wars.
I feel like – and Star Wars – yes. I feel like there probably wasn't – like when they were making Jurassic World, I don't know that they cared to get her back. Do you know what I mean? Like I just feel like that's – now she's like she's gonna be the biggest. Yeah. She's hot.
I always think there is something about nostalgia though, that if you can get them. But I agree with Trevorrow, you didn't need them in that one. You didn't need them because it was fun to see Goldblum in that particular role when he showed up, but he didn't do shit in the last one. But this one, if they actually have a bigger part to see the three of them together, then let's figure that out.
You think he's the most famous?
Goldblum? Out of the three of them, probably.
Now because of Thor, but Sam Neill. I mean, at least he was huge with other generations.
Goldblum's like a
god.
There's just something about him besides Thor is that he's just done.
He's Jeff Goldblum.
Goldblum. That's why he's getting his own show on Disney Plus, which he's cannot wait. Yes, follow me. Eating ice cream. I will be eating ice cream. Please join me. All right. That's it. And that's everything. Then you know what we should do then, Riley? Why don't you want to show Smetsy's video? Then
we can do that for sure. Right.
So I guess Kevin Smets did a video for me that we will show, and it's also the great Jonas Gallegos. Is that how I pronounce it?
Gallegos
did the music for this one. So this is let's say I haven't seen this whole thing.
You have well done, Kate.
Yeah, can we?
Comadre.
Well done, comadre. For Jedi Council, will be for Collider.
Brett, start crying.
It's been a 5-year run when you combine it with AMC.
Hello, welcome to Collider Jedi Council. It is the first episode here on
Collider.
It is Collider Live. That's right, the very first show, Collider Live.
Time's a funny thing. Blink of an eye, is it flown by? Seems like just yesterday. Talking Star Wars with that Canadian guy. Pit boss with the news. Just two schmoes reviewing movies on YouTube. With Ellis and Schnapp. Getting sweaty on the movie talk set. So may your cup overflow. May the force be with you always. From AMC to the Shrolls, no. The Jedi Council and Collider. Seasons change and people come and go. We spent many years watching, so here's to many more. May a couple. May the force be with you always.
It's your old pal Jack here.
You know, maybe you should just talk about Star Wars.
I'd love to move on.
Feels like the end of an era. Like reading the end of a book that you love. And I know the story continues. But it's never. Change comes. Taking chances is scary. Nothing is certain in this life. Behind you there's an army. You're not alone in this fight. So may your cup overflow. May the force be with you always. AMC and the Schmoes know. To Jedi Council and Collider. Seasons change and people come and go. We spend many years watching, and here's to many more. May your cup overflow. May the force be with you always. Seasons change and people come and go. We spend many years watching, and here's to many more. May your cup overflow.
Do you hear the possums?
May the force be with you always. May your cup overflow. May the force be with you.
Well, thank you to Kevin Smets, Jonas, for doing that one. That was
Can you edit my wedding video? I still have 14 years now.
Yeah. Are you going to put that up on the Collider Live channel?
We can. Yeah,
yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Did you get a little teary-eyed?
It was nice. I mean, it was really nice. Yeah, the music was very nice. Jonas is a very talented musician, and Smets is a world class editor. So it's like the fact that they both did that together meant a lot. So thank you guys for doing that.
Does anyone make you laugh as hard as Mark Ellis? It's so sweet. Every clip you just like. every clip of you and Mark, I'm like, you're so in love.
Yeah, no, Mark and I have that kind of. Mark is, I don't know if I have not including my brother obviously, but a greater friend. No offense, than him. He's just he's one of the most genuine humans you'll ever find in the world. They used to give me shit sometimes because I've been with him hanging out with him for so long that I know when he's setting up things. So sometimes, no, he doesn't make me laugh. There are other times that when he hits, it makes me laugh. But it's more about that with Mark. To me is Mark is my business partner, but he's also just someone that I have relied on many, many times where there's not a lot of people, like I told Roxy before, that I trust. You know, and it's like, he's one of those people that if I have a thought in my head and he's the one person that he'll sit down and go, well, think about it in this angle because maybe you're – and I go, fuck, he's right because he's – you know, I don't, to nobody's surprise, I lead with passion a lot of the times and to where Mark can be – sit down, let's talk about it, figure it out. I get where you're coming from, but think about it this way. And 9 out of 10 times I go, yeah, he's right. And that's kind of the relationship that I've always had with him. I mean, recently, there'll be times he'll tell you also. There are times I'll make a decision that I'm pretty confident is right for the company, and he goes, I don't know about this one, but he trusts me. And I think that most of the time that I've done something like that, I'm not talking about like even we goof about it all the time. But yesterday we're talking about like Galaxy's Edge, like that whole scenario. Like Mark's like, yeah, let's go talk. Yeah, and we sat down in here and we talked for like an hour about things, just about like how to handle things, what we should, like certain situations and stuff, because we're locked into this thing together since the stupid YouTube videos together doing that to now.
It's so good you could make time to be here, Mark.
No, he was here yesterday.
Oh, was he?
He was here on the show 2 days ago. He showed up 2 days ago.
Were you just making fun of Riley, I thought?
No.
You were making fun of Riley.
I was taking it to Ellis.
Yeah.
Oh, Ellis.
That's all right.
I'm so quick.
That's all right.
But it's Friday.
It's Friday. But Mark and Mark will be on SEN Live, and he's going to be on the first show on Monday, which will be cool. So and that show will be myself, Kate, Sharon, and Mark Ellis. That'll be
you're making your announcement on Monday that you're leaving.
Yes, I will immediately. Yeah. We'll see how the first one goes.
That's right. So that
I like to play these things by ear.
So yeah, that's kind of everything. I think we should take a break and then come back and there's more videos. Is that what, apparently that's what they're telling me. Cody has some vids. All right, so we'll do that. All right, after the break, and then we'll take some phone calls, obviously later on. Peace out.
Hey guys, it's Perry here to let you know that Movie Talk is moving. We've had a great time in this 3 p.m. Pacific slot, but guess what? We want you to start your day with Collider Movie Talk, so we're moving. 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to get a longer show with some brand new segments, so tune in starting September 16th, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you there.
Hey everyone, John Rocha here, the host of Collider Sports Time. Well, you know, if you've been watching us every week, you know break down the latest and the greatest in the world of sports, talk about the big issues, the big games, all of it with a rotating band of guests like Matt Nose and Josh McCouga. We've had Taylor Bresciotti on. We've had so many great guests. Now, if you want to see more of Sports Time or you want to try it out for the first time, remember to subscribe to Collider Sports YouTube channel for all the sports goodness.
Hey guys, it's Riley here. Let me tell you about the Riley Roundtable. You know it, right? It drops every Thursday on Collider Conversations, and I have guests from all across the space. John Rocha, Gray Drake, Alexander Desplat came on at one point. We talk everything from movies, we talk about life, and everything in between. What do you want to hear? What do you want to talk about? It's the Riley Roundtable every Thursday on Collider Conversations. You get it there.
Hi, I'm Corey Jandro, host of Collider Heroes, and I'm here to tell you we've got 20-minute episodes coming at you on Collider Video, on the YouTube, as you've always loved it. Plus, now we've got hour-long podcasts dropping every Thursday, so make sure to subscribe to the podcast because it's going to get even more sweaty on the podcast. Plus, every week we're going to try to get some very special guest interviews, all of the people that help shape these movies and TV shows you love. So, video, podcast, interviews, wow, all coming at you. Be sure to subscribe. Thanks so much, guys. Stay sweaty.
Well, hello there. I'm Ken Napsok, one of the hosts of Collider Jedi Council, and I'd like to invite you to listen to our show, watch our show. It's on every Thursdays on the Collider Video channel, and it's also available in podcast form if you'd like to listen to our sweet voices. On Collider Jedi Council, me, Christian Harloff, and a
bevy.
Yes, I say, talk Star Wars. We celebrate Star Wars. We dig into the Star Wars news. We speculate everything about Star Wars, including your questions. So join us on Collider Jedi Council. You're going to have a great time.
What's up, Collider fans? Ryan Satin here from ProWrestlingSheet.com, where you can find the top stories throughout the week in the world of professional wrestling. If you're a wrestling fan like myself, then you'd be doing yourself a disservice by not checking out all the shows we do every week on YouTube.com/C/WrestlingSheet. In particular, on Wednesdays, we've got a SmackDown recap show hosted by John Rocha and myself, where we pick apart and talk about every little thing that happened on the Blue Brand. So do yourself a favor and go subscribe at youtube.com/C/WrestlingSheet.
Hey guys, Riley here, and let me tell you about Rule of Two. You looking for a Star Wars fix? Well, Rule of Two is that show. It drops on Collider Video's main YouTube channel, as well as on Podcast One's Jedi Council feed. So go over there, subscribe, share it with your friends. It's hosted by myself and Mark Fernandez. We talk everything in the Star Wars universe with a lot of deep dives and a lot of conversations that go all in. You know what to do. Subscribe, join us there, and rise.
Hey everyone, John Rocha here, the host of Collider Mailbag. A new episode drops every Saturday and Sunday in your face and in your ears, answering the questions from you fans about the world of entertainment, film, and television. Me and great guests from our sphere do the best to answer your questions from Twitter, from Instagram, and of course, email as well, every Saturday and Sunday.
Hello, how are you guys doing? I'm Christian Harloff. I'm the host of Collider Jedi Council. We talk about everything Star Wars. It's movie news. It's canon. It's all of it. We take questions from you guys. How do you do it? Main channel. That's right, right here. Subscribe to this channel. But if you want to just listen to it, you got the podcast feed too. Apple Podcasts. You can listen to it in your car. Do all of it. It's Star Wars. Episode 9 is coming out. And then after Episode 9, you got TV shows. So we're going to be your sports center for Star Wars. Do it. Come on. Be real.
Hi, I'm Amy Dallin, one of the hosts of Collider Heroes, and starting right now, you can catch our show Tuesday nights with a new Collider Heroes and a longer Collider Heroes podcast, where Coy and I are going to talk your ears off. You already know that's coming. So make sure to go to YouTube, subscribe, and find us on the Collider Heroes podcast feed for all of that sweaty goodness.
The Witching Hour is all over Collider right now. You can listen to that horror-filled podcast with myself, with Haley Fouch. We talk about witchiness. We talk about slashers. We talk about space horror. You name it, all on that show on the Collider Factory feed. And on top of that, you can find an article all about Witching Hour every single Tuesday on Collider.com. Check it out. Get scared. Hopefully you survive the Witching Hour.
Fucking
that's my favorite song. Motherfucking
Wow. You remember this one, Kate?
No.
Good. Thanks for being a friend.
I'm feeling very emotional today.
Very emotional day.
This song almost made you cry?
Yeah, I don't know.
I gotta tell you, you're probably the only person that's ever listened to No Rhyme, No Reason and broke down in tears. Except I guess for my now wife when we started dating and I said, let me show you my band.
Different kind of tears.
Different kind of tears. She's like, what did I just do?
Well, it's wild. I mean, I was watching that video, and we've just been at this for a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been at it for more minutes.
More minutes.
But we've been at this for a minute.
For sure.
And time has flown by.
Speaking of which, so you guys, Roxy, you want to go ahead. You said you wanted to let's get this announcement. Let everybody know what's going on.
Yeah, because why delay it? We want to let everybody know what's happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So starting on Monday, we will be doing a show.
Yeah.
We will be doing a Collider Live show.
Yes.
Riley is going to be producing the show. Cody and Alex, hopefully, I don't know about Alex, but Cody will definitely be here. And Drina and I will be the hosts of Collider Live.
Yay!
5 days a week?
It's a great question, Christian. Okay. I'm loving that question.
It's a very good question.
I'm loving your question.
5 days a week?
Excellent follow-up. Yeah. I believe it will be 5 days a week.
Figuring it out.
So being perfectly honest with you guys at home, Christian leaving obviously leaves a big hole in the entire Colliderscape. And so does Josh having his new job, which we're so excited about. But he will be here next week, and then he'll be departing. So we're figuring it all out. Okay. What does it look like without you, Christian? Drina and I are really excited to lead the ship and figure out with you guys what exactly happens. We're going to be doing some really fun new segments. We've got Google Docs upon Google Docs right now
so many
about
Google
all
Docs.
Different things. A lot more things like Halloween Horror Nights and going out and man on the street stuff and things like that.
Sewing
but,
and just real talk.
Also cooking.
Shaving your balls courses.
No, like, the sewing and cooking, how to be a homemaker. Definitely
pillow fights.
Barefoot
to do
pregnant. What's
the first
next?
Time you get your period, you know, all that kind of shit.
Yeah. We're going to do a makeover on Riley.
So you're joining the show
there. Yeah. And then we're going to take Kate for sure. Yeah. That's definitely part of it. But we're really excited about it. And like Christian said before, stick with us and also go see Christian and Brett and Kate and be a fan of both. And I really hope that you guys stay with us here and that you also go support Christian and his endeavors.
Yeah,
and we wish you all the best of luck. And I hope that this is a good change for all of us. And I think that it is time, it happens where you do something for a while and eventually you got to evolve in your art form and whatever you want to do in your life. And I'm very excited to see what you guys are going to do. Hopefully we end up on each other's shows at some point.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we will end up working together again. And I'm very excited to be with my girl here. Like we haven't been on
kinda
any
wild.
Shows together. So I'm super excited to do this with Roxy and Mark and Cody. Alex hopefully joins us some more. So we love you guys. Thank you for all your support. I hope you are as excited as we are.
And super, super thank you to Mark Fernandez, who's allowing us to do this. Really huge. I mean, to call a spade, there's not many shows on the internet that have two women at the helm of them, and that's pretty badass that he's letting us do that. So let all the comments be about the vagina, the vagina in there if you want, but I'm really proud of it, and I'm excited to see what we do.
That's awesome.
Drina, would you say that you have any other girls that you...
I mean, look, Kate.
She's your girl. Do you have any other girls?
Look, Kate, you are 100%. Going to hang out with me and Roxy outside of the show as well. It's happening.
Hell yes.
We are starting. You
Let's
are already in my coven.
Right now.
Yeah.
Christian, what are you
doing? This is my coven right now. Okay?
I was about to say it. Dorian Parks.
So good.
Another one. Dorian's great.
Donut.
Well, yes, donut's good too. Dorian was a guy that I think when I was looking for Schmodown competitors, I was last season, I was trying to find brand new people, new personalities, and Dorian had built up a brand of Geeks of Color that is just incredible. It's just what he's been able to do all on his own.
So badass. It's crazy.
But he's just a good dude. He's a nice guy. He's very well respected in the community in general. And I had him come in for Inner Geekdom, and I wanted him to just kind of get more and more involved. And then while he was here, Mark Fernandez actually pulled him into the office. They started up a conversation. Next thing you know, he's working in Florida. So, and that's just the kind of guy he is. And he got us donuts today for the send off, which I thought was really nice. He's
the best donuts.
Yeah.
It's Krispy Kreme.
Well, they're good.
I walked outside and there was multiple donuts missing from the box. And
did he eat a few of them?
No. Just Roka. People. I go, are these for Christian? And Dorian was like, yeah. I was like, does he know that?
Yeah.
It's just funny. When you put things on the table, they get
eaten. Oh, in an office?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure if it was okay for me. I kind of looked around. Like,
yeah, of course.
Can I?
But thank you to Dorian, because Dorian is
he's great.
He's one of the better people in this space. I'm a big fan of Dorian. And his mom. His mom's awesome, too.
Did
you get a chance to meet his mom?
Are you kidding? Remember when
she...
Yeah. Badass.
Also, if we could, we keep mentioning Mark Fernandez. I would like to get out of my last day of Collider Live without him still knowing that I'm here. here. So anyone tell Fernandez I'm here.
That okay. was
if possible. Just understood. Let's keep it on the DL one last day.
Who's that?
One last day.
He's going to say, he's like, who was that blonde? I go, Saul.
So, I do have news.
Oh, can I mean, yeah. I guess I can make another announcement also, too.
Is that Saul is blonde.
Well, speaking of Saul, Saul will be doing a weekly segment on SEN Live.
That's awesome. Nice. What's the segment?
Hey, Saul.
I don't want to tell you. But you got to tune in.
Okay. Okay, I will.
Thank you so much.
We'll have to watch it on replay. So there you go. It's
there
all
you
good.
Go.
Christian, what are you doing on your show? Same morning?
Yeah, I think where you guys are probably going to go different and change up format, I'm probably going to stick to my same format. Yeah. But people were wondering, because someone tweeted out yesterday, like, you know, I'm just going to let you know that he put two comedians on that, just comedians that could get stale. Mm. And I'm like, no, it won't, because we're going to be doing the same shit. And like, you know, even though maybe Brett and Kate won't be talking so much about movies, I'm going to have conversations with a lot of people about movies. And, in conversation, we'll still be covering movie news, but we'll be covering everything and diving even deeper into pop culture stuff and crazy stories. And Brett to the Future will be back. Kate's going to have a couple of new segments, like you guys said too. We rode. Really hooked us up with a bunch of equipment. So one of the things that I want to do wireless stuff is have I want to have Kate like pushing the baby stroller with no baby in it, interviewing people with a microphone around my neighborhood. I think it would be amazing.
She might be amazing on
her. Maybe so, but it's just like, why does this woman have no baby in there, but she's interviewing?
For the record, I am that woman because I run my kid to school, and then on the way back up, I don't have him in the stroller.
Right.
Yeah, and so then everybody's like, where's the kid?
Because I think that's
like,
one thing.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's so helpful.
I know. But it's one thing if you're interviewing people around like Burbank 16 where they're watching movies. It's another thing if you're interviewing people like randomly walking down a suburban street.
Unrelated to that, but related to what you just said, Kate, you have the best Instagram game.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes.
It is. For anybody who's not following her on Instagram.
Katest mom ever.
Katest mom
ever. Thanks, Roxy. Fucking crack up at your stuff.
Really I rarely good. Watch Thank videos you. On Instagram, but hers are incredible.
My favorite thing is the workout with the drapes. It's my favorite.
But every time she starts, I really think, I'm like, okay, what lesson am I going to get today? Yeah. And then it just
nonsense.
Oh, so good,
Kate.
Yeah,
it's great.
Did you see the one where my husband packed a magazine for our family trip? Did you see that one?
I did. That was good.
A porn magazine?
No. Like, he actually, my husband, I was like, I'm worried about him. I think there might be something wrong. He believed he was going to have time to read our family. He brought like an Atlantic magazine. I was like, what the fuck? We're going to Disneyland.
This is not the life you chose. Yeah. This is not the life you chose.
You need to get rid of that subscription. I haven't read in 5 years.
That's right.
There's a reason my vocabulary is in the shitter.
So,
you know, probably does a lot of reading. Alex.
Alex, you're a big reader?
He's not here right now.
Oh, where did he go? He took off already?
He left.
Not here.
I said Alex's name, and I was like, I don't even know what Alex is. Yeah. What is Alex doing? We don't know.
He's singing a song in an alley right
He had to go do a gig. He's coming back, though.
Alex is welcome anywhere and everywhere at all times.
Agreed.
All right, listen. Cody, you have videos you want to play?
Everywhere.
We have one more video.
Okay.
It was edited together by a boy, Christian Ruvalcaba.
I've heard of him.
Give me a second here to pull it up, and I'll play it.
Thanks, girlfriend. On your paper?
It's the cream from the donut. What do you think? I got excited in the bathroom?
I don't know.
I would love if this is just all stuff of Christian Ruvalcaba.
On your way out.
How funny is it? Here's a video of Christian, and then it's just him. Yeah.
Or a Swedish Christian.
Oh, yeah, that'd be better.
AMC fans, and welcome to the very first episode of Jedi Council. I am Christian Harloff, a.k.a. Darth Harloff.
Excuse me. Thank you.
You're right over there? I'm going to fall asleep. My daughter woke up last night. I was over there all night. Sorry, guys. I'm doing the best I can. I walked out, and I go... Willem Dafoe hit the garbage can.
I learned this. This was at Florida State.
Man, the internet likes to tell you when you're wrong.
It's a fan.
See? every tweet.
So what do you think now? See? You don't got it right, do you, Harloff?
These guys, what do they do with themselves? They're probably the ones wrecking the bathroom.
That's so gross.
You brought some Febreze in here.
No, you can't spray it when it's on the mic. Oh, my God, Christian.
It's fine.
Go crazy.
Jeffy Jacobs says, you know, it's stupid for the guy who likes Star Wars to say Goldblum looks crazy. First of all, didn't say he looked crazy. I said he looks stupid. Well, you like Star Wars, so if you like stupid things, go to sleep. That's what you do. Take a little nap, have someone rub your head and go, oh, you're feeling better? You're feeling better? Grab some tea and then go back to bed.
And Harlow, Daddy's butt hurt.
So you know what?
Shut up.
Now you calm down, Chris Height. I calm down. You have no idea what I deal with in the morning.
Oh, I like that. All right, I can dig it. Motherfucker.
You ask why I do this?
Why?
Because it's Wednesday.
Christian, buy or sell the trailer for Phoenix Forgotten.
Uh-oh. It was bound to happen, guys. And I had a feeling it was coming here.
Uh-oh. What do you want to see him do?
I don't want to see a little violence. I want to see your face get smashed open. I want to see a pop lip.
I want to see
a
guy go in there and go, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah. You know, hey,
like the Rappaport.
Exactly.
You know, you do this, you do that. You say, hey, what are you going to do with your cynical fart?
You know, weird about
Long time. Island girl giving us the shit. Come on.
I can't believe this Long Island girl. Go back to Jersey.
Flapping my arms like
you just crushed that camera.
Sorry, Cody.
You've all done right. it to me like...
Cody, how's that?
No, it's so bad. No, I'm not even in it. No.
All right, we're going to have to start the show over real quick.
Okay. It's kind of putting the horse before the cart or whatever, the other way around. But
That's the right way to do it.
How Derek Jeter made his name.
Jader?
What's yeah. Jader. Derek Jader. Derek Jader. You want that Derek Jader
Can't
number
wait for
10.
That movie.
Oh, this is Gary Busey again. Here to tell you that recently the holiday of Valentine's Day has passed. I had a conversation with a turtle. He and I were on the side of the road talking about pancakes and posters. The poster is now a friend of mine and lives in my yard.
He asked me to be the She-Hulk. I'm not going to do it. All right, the Apprentice didn't work out, so do something else. Maybe be in a Star Wars movie. Maybe just go ahead and take a nap.
Did you guys know that Natasha Martinez does a great Gary Busey impression? Let's watch.
My name is Gary Busey, and I'm going to be here. Oh, look at me. Oh, I'm looking up. I'm laughing. Unbelievable.
Scientists, watch me laugh. Ha, ha, ha,
ha. Look at my hair. It is beautiful. I'm looking to the left now. I'm looking to the right. I believe in bagel cheese.
I got a title. Vips. Zip.
If they're done well, then I go for it again. Oh boy, I thought we were gonna get out of this one, Jeremy.
I was in Vegas, and I
still don't think this is going anywhere.
No, I did. I was in Vegas, and there's a dealer there. What was his name? I forget.
Bonzo.
Bonzo. No, that's a fucking clown. What was the guy's name?
Is that John?
It was John, and John was this guy. He was. I think he was in his 50s.
65, actually.
He was 65. And where was he originally from?
Tennessee.
He was from Tennessee.
Biggest
Ralph.
Nightmare?
Eating cheese. She's eating cheese.
Cheese.
She just said please.
Yes, cheese.
Because she likes to eat
Yummy
some cheese.
Cheese.
Now she can shit.
So he hands it. Thank you, Christian, for that one. Not me, Christian Rubikov. That was awesome. So that was a little. That was that. I like the transition from the emotional to the goofy nonsense. Yeah. So.
That's kind of you.
Yeah,
you got the both.
I got the both.
You got the both.
I got the both.
The Schnepp thing got me, man.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Watching him. Yeah.
Well,
with you guys together like that, yeah.
It was my favorite. Yeah. I'll say it again for those people who are tuning in for the first time. The reason people have asked me why I've never been on Movie Talk at all, and it's like, well, the last time I've ever did Movie Talk was Schnepp's last Movie Talk. And it was he and I, and I was planning on doing it again, and then, you know, he passed, and I said, I don't know, I just kind of like the fact that my last one was with him. So that's why I hadn't done it. Plus, we started Collider Live, but that was, you know, among many different things. So and wishing that he was still here. I you talk about somebody who would have been incredible on this show.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
How did you guys do that thing with your mouth?
You just tuck your teeth, your lip,
like
your
this?
Top. Yeah, you top up a shit rat.
Am I doing it?
No, you're showing both your teeth. You're not
Damn
even close.
I'm doing
yeah.
it.
Kate's
no.
got yeah. it.
I got it because I Better. Basically have the lips of Garth from Wayne's
just,
World. Anyway,
you just tuck your top lip on there.
I'm doing it. Or no.
You're getting close. You're getting close. Yeah. There you go. There you go. Yeah. Oh, I had it. Yeah. That's yeah. awful. That's just awful. It looks good, but it's
last
awful.
Last lessons from
yeah.
Christian.
No, no, it looks. It, that, yeah, yeah, you got it, but awful. it's yeah. It look it's it, you're doing the trick.
That's good.
Yeah. So there's the shit rats,
Sexy.
And we I don't remember how it even originated, but we started doing it, and then he and I like he loved it. He loved doing it. Like he would yeah. he'd be like, No. Sometimes I'd be like, no, not right now.
With his mustache, sometimes you, when in the video, you can't even see the teeth. It just looks like stash lower.
I know, it's so good. It was, I loved doing shit rats with him.
You're gonna have to get a poster.
What poster?
A Schnepp poster.
I know. I got to get one. I'd love to hang one in the SCN studios for sure. I just I can't take that one.
That's what I mean. That's why I was saying you need to get one.
Well, maybe the guy
can
send me one.
To-do list.
Well, maybe the guy can send me one. I like it. What's wrong with you?
I do feel like of all the frames we have, we could
frame that.
Well, yeah. it's kind of like
it's not taken care of very well. No.
Yeah.
It's kind of perfect looking for the show, though.
Well, everybody, in all fairness to it, everybody comes in and touches it. They want to kiss it, touch it, like. Be there, and so it could use a little love. Yeah.
I do like it's the only thing that survived in the old studio. That's one of my favorite things about
that. And
oh yeah, I got to take that with me. That's one of the that's
leave us a little Christian.
No,
fuck no. So
clock's gone.
Clocks. I'm taking everything. No, that was the one thing, and I understood why we had to change it because it's just for aesthetics, and there are more shows besides just our show that shot in here. But I loved the clubhouse atmosphere with all the old school memorabilia, and Alex would change up the posters and stuff, and there'd be kind of goofy things happening. And
I loved it too. However, there was one aspect of it that I hated.
What was that?
And it was
the frames would fall off the wall.
No. Oh. That was funny. Yeah. The hanging pictures over here that were always flipped to the back.
Yeah, right.
For my partial OCD was
so with you. I would like turn them and they're like,
brutal. Yeah. Like I could not if somebody was speaking and then I would see one out of the corner of my eye, I'm done with the conversation.
I understand.
That was brutal.
That was
really
brutal.
Hard for me.
That was a brutal.
That was a brutal.
Was that the hardest time at the show?
Yeah, that was definitely my hardest moment on the show.
Yeah. All right.
So we're not getting an SM.
My favorite what?
Oh, what was your favorite moment on the show? What was your favorite person you interviewed?
Do you have a favorite moment like Collider that stands out to you, or just Collider Live?
The best
and Collider.
And Collider in general. Yeah.
Well,
in general.
Collider Live interview wise, we had a lot of really great ones. I mean, the CM Punk interview was pretty cool.
It was
a lot of fun. Being able to talk to Van Damme.
I was going to say, I thought that would be
favorite.
Yeah.
That was up there because I still don't know what the hell he was talking about, but it was amazing to talk to him. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of really great interviews and people just kind of come
Ron
in here and shoot
Perlman,
the shit.
Ron Perlman, Dane Cook,
I'll tell you,
Jay
Matthew
Barishal.
Lillard was – the really reason why he's one of my favorite interviews that we did is because he fit into the vibe of the show and he got it right away. Like he was crawling over the table and he was having some fun. He just embraced it. There were a lot of people like that. There weren't really a lot – like we didn't have – I remember that a lot of people – and I think that also goes – I think we can – you and I can pat ourselves on the back. I think that we're a very good interviewing team.
Yeah,
and I think
agree.
That
– you guys are.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things that people feel very comfortable. I mean, CM Punk said as much because we got him to talk about that WWE thing. And when we asked him like, oh, thanks for bringing that up, he goes, I talked to you guys because you're having a conversation with me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else was asking him that one question all over. And he was saying, no, can't talk about it. No more. He's like, yeah, I did it. And we asked him if he was auditioning for this one, or not auditioning, but trying out for this role.
Yeah. He said, yeah, I already did it.
Yeah, and I think that there are a lot of times that people have said, like, oh, how was that interview? Here, they're tough. We hadn't really had that problem.
No, I don't think there was a single person we had in here that was really that
wasn't
afterwards we were like, oh, crap.
No, when you have somebody on for a half an hour to an hour, because when you have somebody for 6 minutes, they could shut down on you quick because it's like, all right, I'm out.
And they're also doing a million other interviews the same day, and it's exhausting.
Right, but when you're there for half an hour, Riley, I'll tell you another one that I loved that'll always stand out to me is the 2.5 hour interview with Richard Dreyfuss.
I was going there, man. When I got to sit in and help get him in and everything, we had that great conversation beforehand. He would just start talking.
We didn't have a conversation. We sat here and listened to him, and it was amazing.
yes, it's just
it was like watching a professor talk at a seminar.
Keep talking. That's Matt Hooper, for God's sakes.
He would have talked, and if it wasn't for his wife, he would have. We probably had him for 4 hours.
He'd still be here.
He would probably still be here.
He would be making an announcement. Yeah. Today's his last day.
And he's replacing Brett.
If we walked into him, you think you'd remember us? I don't think so.
I don't know.
After talking, we spoke.
We'd have to. We would have to remind him.
Probably not.
Maybe not. I don't know. There's so many great interviews, so many moments. I mean, like I said,
you did a lot of shows here too. I mean, just a ton of different shows.
Yeah,
thinking
I've been
about
on Heroes,
one-on-one
for
Heroes.
Sure. Heroes one-on-one.
When you did
Jedi
do
Council,
Movie Talk,
obviously.
Jedi Council.
Yeah, Movie
Flight
Talk
Alive.
Was the first one I started with. That was because John brought me in on 2013. Is when the first time I did Movie Talk, and then I became a regular in April 2014 at AMC. And then I was on that show. I would kind of was still doing schmoes, bounce back and forth, do that. And then Mark became a regular on AMC, I think like 8 months later. And then that's when right around that time was I think probably the beginning of it was when I pitched the Jedi Council show. And then that happened and that became a thing. And so when Complex bought over Collider and the whole deal went over with it, AMC Movie Talk and Jedi Council went with it. And then, you know, just a lot of other than Schmoes No Show is a whole big thing. But I was popping on every show. We were doing behind the scenes stuff. And I took a larger role with the company. And then, yeah, and then Schmodown.
A smaller role.
Yeah, and I took a smaller role was because I knew that I wanted to focus on Schmodown. I told Fernandez this when we sat down. I didn't think it was fair to the company or him for me to try to balance both. And it'd be unfair and be dishonest to say like, oh, no, I'm here for the long haul.
For anybody who's been asking that, because I don't know, I'm sure you get tweets about it too. It makes perfect sense. Like you've been working on your dream for a really long time and now you are large enough that you're starting your own network. Like that's the trajectory. That's the dream. So it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And it's
you did a lot to build this place up and now you're building your own place.
Thank you. And it's scary. I mean, it's definitely scary because the difference is, like I said, you know, Fernandez has been able to build up. They have a very successful website. They have
.com crushes.
They're funded. We are not funded. No. We
get
funded.
Paid with pats on the back.
that's not true. Because if that's the case, then we should renegotiate. but yes, we're starting the Super Chat Network. We're doing it that way. We're going to be looking for sponsors and all that. And
you need support.
We need support, but it's going to be scary, and it's one of the things people ask. People ask me today. They said, "Well, can we want to support your new venture?" And I said, "Go on over to they want to know where Patreon is." And so not everybody. I can't expect everyone to be a Schmodown fan. So it's connected to the same thing. Mm-hmm. So it is patreon.com/Schmodown.
I also heard that you do a other than the Super Chat, there's that other thing. The
Streamlabs. Yeah.
Streamlabs.
And it'll be the same thing that we'll be talking about on Monday for sure. It's like there are two different ways that you can contribute to the show and this format. So people will that they're asking because what we've done leading up to it, the entire thing has been Q&A Super Chat. That's not what the show is going to be. It's not going to be that for 2 hours. It's going to be very similar to what we do here on live. And instead, you know, we're going to take some phone calls, but instead of the majority of the phone calls, it'll be the questions like for the last like part of the show. So that way they can dictate the conversation and we do all that. So that's kind of what we're doing. The Schmodown is continuing. It's growing and growing and growing. That's the other thing is that I'm still in talks with Mark Fernandez to shoot the season here next year. We're still talking to him about that. Thad and Cody and Christian and Alex are all part of the crew for Schmodown. The show could not run without the production brilliance of Thad Williams. He is. I've told him this in person. I'll say it in the air. He's the most brilliant production person I've ever worked with in my life. He is very talented, and we are blessed to have him on the Schmodown for the things that he's done for the live shows, for everything he's done for this place. He another guy who's a leader, and the people look up to him very much so. So especially the production crew, the way that he leads an army. So we'll have them for Schmodown and Schmodown. And this is another way if you want to support. If you've never seen a show before and you're like, well, I don't, you know, I like watching these guys on whether it's Collider Live or on SCN Live or watching all the shows at Jedi Council, but I don't know about the trivia thing. I never really watched it. I don't know if it's my thing. If you want to support, come out to the show and just check it out. We're going to be in New York. The tickets are on sale now, and that is January 25th. That is that's the season premiere of the show. But December 7th is the big one. It's the Schmodown Spectacular. Every personality that you watch from the show and even people who are not on the show,
like
Kate, Roxy, Darina, everyone will be there December 7th. December 7th, you get your tickets at theschmodownlive.com, either one, whether it's the ticketing for New York or for L.A. And we're going to be doing the draft and we'll be doing the awards. So all that stuff, yet another way to support. So please go on over to theschmodownlive.com. Yeah. All right. So what else? I would like to give a shout out to Dennis Zen, by the way, too. So Dennis is probably one of the last OGs at this place because Dennis was one of the first guys that I met with through John. And Dennis is another guy that you don't – even though he's quiet, you know, he's a very passionate, intelligent, and he's just another honest good, genuine human being, and I like Dennis a lot. He's one of the people that I got a chance to connect with, because he and I were in the same when Mark brought us over. It was myself and Dennis were like the two generals, if you would, and we worked a lot. And even when before Complex, when John left Collider, one of the times that Dennis took over, and so I worked very closely with Dennis, and Dennis was in charge of the ship for a long time, and Dennis doesn't get enough credit for the stuff that he does in the video games. He's another guy that I'll miss very much. So Christian Rubalcaba, Adam Smith, Remsen, Perry Nemiroff, gonna miss all these guys for sure.
Who are you not gonna miss?
Yeah.
Well, I say you, but I'm gonna see your face every day, unfortunately.
I'm kidding. I know. Love everyone.
Yeah, Macuga, of course. Yeah, I saw Macuga yesterday. Macuga and Ken are like, they are part of the original crew. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're part of the original crew. So it's. I told him yesterday, they're not going anywhere from the show now. No. So, and Riley's
Cougar
part
wishes
of
wild berries were in every single match.
I know. I know. And trust me, if he could put him in, he would. So that's it. That's everything else, too. I guess we'll take some phone calls soon, or you want to go to break? What do you want to do?
Hey,
you?
You're the captain still.
What do you want to do? You're the captain.
And then it's all right. Well,
before I take that fucking seat.
You got to piss? You got to pee?
I just keep looking. I'm trying to get out of your shot.
Yeah, so you were talking in this like really sweet thing, and then I didn't realize how close I was. So usually I'm over there. I'm sitting here.
Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Well, we can take phone calls. Cody, you want to take phone calls?
Yeah, I'll take a phone call.
All right, let's do it.
Give me a second here.
All right.
We'll do some phone calls. And then.
Thanks, Cody.
Yeah.
How's Saul doing?
Saul, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. It's
been a rough show.
I'm actually having a lot of fun.
You're having a good show? Is this everything you dreamed it would be?
And more. And now I get to watch to see how Cody does the phone calls. I'm taking notes.
All right. well, good. And Saul, thank you again for being here. I appreciate it, man. All jokes aside, it's very nice to see that you were able to make it out here. You've become a part of the show, for sure. And the question that is on everyone's mind is, who's watching the dog and did he get the bacon?
He certainly got the bacon. I was very disappointed. Yeah. Last week he got a steak, and I was beyond disappointed.
Oh, no.
The whole situation was a nightmare for me, but I somehow endured and made it here anyway.
I'm glad you did. Okay, thank you. Hey, you're on Collider Live. What do we got?
Hey, this is Garth McMurray from near Boston.
Hey, Garth. I know Garth.
Garth, how are you?
Garth, the big supporter of the Schmodown. Hello, Garth. How are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad I got in on the final day here.
Yes, sir.
Crazy. And I plan on watching both. I'm going to be loyal to Collider Live and also tune into SCN. And
thanks, Garth.
Figure out which to watch live and which to watch later. And, it's going to be great seeing everything expand.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you, Garth. What do you got for us today?
I was just wondering if with the new shows and all that and the Schmodowns, and you've got people involved in both, are you going to have some crossovers now and then? Are you going to, like, visit Collider Live and have Collider Live people visit you?
Great question. And whether or not we can do it at the same time is probably problematic. But as far as them showing up on my network, me showing up on here, yeah, absolutely. I've already talked to Fernandez about doing a video that he asked me to do for him yesterday. I was in the office with him with Darina, and we'll be doing something for sure. And Roxy and I have already been talking about something else that we could do together. Yeah. And Darina, same thing. Yeah, absolutely. It's just – it's a matter of the time and what I can do, and I've got to learn how my new networking system kind of works, and first thing we need to do is establish our show. We start on Monday. We've got to get the vibe. We know that we all have a rhythm together already, but we got to find the rhythm of the 2-hour vibe, the show, getting everything done, the schedule, and listening to you guys and giving you guys. My goal has always been to give people a good morning radio show that they can listen to in their car, that they can listen to at the gym, and that they learn the characters. They can, you know, have some bits that they can say and quote. And I think that we did that very successfully on this show, and I think we'll carry that over to SCN Live. So thank you, Garth. You're the man. Thank you very much. Anything?
Appreciate it, Garth.
What about? I know you have a million questions that you want to ask. You have anything that you want to know about? I know afterwards because you're always like, "How you feeling? What's going on?"
Hey, we're gonna just take a moment here.
Is that Red Velvet?
Aww. Real quick.
Thank
happy
you.
Happy departing
this is for happy
day to
leaving
you.
Everything here.
Good luck, Christian.
Yeah, it's true.
We have a couple things that we wanted to bring in
good
here
luck,
for
Christian.
You, my friend.
Okay.
Good luck, Christian.
Nice. He knows. See, Alex
go
knows.
Shave your
thank
balls.
You, Alex. Wow. I should do that. Thank you, Alex. Very nice of you. You know what? It made me realize I don't want to lose Roxy's card. So I'll put that over there. Well, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Stella and some and a cake. What kind of cake is that? Is that Fruity Pebbles?
Let's just all take a spoon and dig
stick
in.
Your face in there, will you?
Well, it is interesting that we did get spoons, but yeah. What is the
ahead and try it.
It's a white chocolate swirl.
That's you thing.
No, I want you to try
it. I want you to try
it.
You have to cut it. You have to say while you cut it.
Why don't I do it?
Just here. Take one bite of it first.
Here. Yeah.
There you go. What
is it? Is it cheesecake?
Hey.
No. Oh, there's plates.
Oh, look. No,
cut the cake, motherfucker.
What, are you trying to poison me?
I don't know what it is.
Cheese?
I don't think it's cheese.
I don't know.
What do these taste like?
Can like you please strawberry. Sample the beer for me?
This is Comic-Con.
Cake. Not cheesecake.
No, it's cake.
Yummy.
Cake.
Is that good? I want to have here. Some.
It's like thank you, Alex. Very nice.
So for the last half hour, we're just going to eat cake in silence.
Sweet.
Fitting. Let them eat cake.
Christian, you are cake. Right, though. I always do have a million questions. How are you actually feeling?
Good. I feel good. I mean, it's like you have to – you got to
– It's surreal, though, right?
Yeah, but you got to mentally prepare for it.
Are you nervous?
Time.
Are you excited? Are you
– I mean, nervous in the fact – Both? And this is what I – and I have no – we've said this on the live streams that we did. Of course I'm nervous. I'm responsible for three other humans besides myself that I no longer have health insurance
Me,
for right now.
Darina.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Kate.
Yeah. But I no longer have health insurance for those people, and I've got to do it on my own. So, and now, in order to do that, not only running the schmo down and trying to – because you don't want to just tell people. I think that it's – I never want to say, hey, I'm in trouble. Give me money. Because I don't – that's not – I want to be able to say, hey –
here's the service I can provide you.
I have the Schmodown. If you're interested in the Schmodown, I'm giving you a streaming service for the Schmodown that I think would be worth your while to do. If you are part of SEN, well, I want to make sure that your experience is going to be the best that it can be. And so for a donation, we're doing this, and we're giving away prizes, and we're doing for example, for one of the things for – and David Michael Frank, by the way, who's involved and is just a technical
badass.
Wizard. He's a technical wizard. There you go.
What the flying fox?
I made it. I got him the piece of cake without touching it, and then afterwards I just
jammed your hand into it.
Just jammed my hand into it.
Roxy's like timing.
Yeah. You adopted children.
I adopted this one. See, now you feel bad for me? But I'll get him in a second.
I'll get him in a second.
But David had an idea. What I thought was great was that for the top donor, we'll send like Brian Ward posters.
That's awesome.
We're going to do a lot of cool things on the network. So yeah, nervous 100%. But I'm also confident in my team. I'm confident in what we can do. David already helped me set up the studio, so we're looking good. And RB3, by the way, RB3 is going to be on our. I'm so excited again to work with RB3.
He's the best.
He's another guy. Like he's. There it is. That laugh, and he's going to be engineering a lot of our shows. And and I'll be doing. And this is something I guess I talked about that some people do or don't know. I'm going to be doing a Star Wars show, but it won't be on my network. Originally it was supposed to be, but it's not anymore. It'll be it's going to be on John Campia's network on Tuesdays. But my I just didn't have the time to dedicate two afternoon shows. So because of that, I'm going to be doing one Star Wars show, and that'll be for him. I will be doing Mandalorian reviews though, so that's something
on your network,
on my network. Hey, you're on Collider Live. Who's this?
This is Patrick from Long Island.
Hey, there he is,
Patrick.
Did you get your tickets already for January 25th?
I got to look into that. I was there for the New York one. This what was it back in August?
Yeah,
it was great. I loved it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this one's going to be just as good. We're going back to the roulette. Yeah, please. We're going to go back to the roulette in Brooklyn. So hopefully you can make it to that one. What do you got for us today, my man?
Quick shout out to Kevin Smets, the Smasher. A big friend is from the KOTOR community. He's a great guy.
Yeah, and great video he cut today too.
Yeah.
What's the KOTOR community?
I got a interesting. Obi-Wan Kenobi theory for
sure.
The show.
What do you got?
So, I don't know if you noticed. You probably do because you're obviously you know Star Wars. Anakin Skywalker's lightsaber hilt, right? It's different from the New Hope version, right? If you get one, Obi-Wan gives Luke the hilt. It looks a little different, right? So like, I had an interesting theory yesterday. Would it be cool if like in the show, they have like a scene where like maybe like Obi-Wan's like hut gets burned down or he's attacked or something and it's like stuff is destroyed, and maybe the lightsaber is like broken, and like maybe he has to like fix it or something, like, you know, because it's destroyed, and maybe that gives the new design for it.
That'd be interesting. Yeah, no, that'd be cool.
I think I can take this one.
You can take this one. Good, Brett, go ahead.
Brett,
how would you answer this?
What is a lightsaber?
Look, there are little things. That's always fun for like the hardcore Star Wars fans, whether or not they'll address things like that, right? And if they did, I don't think that they need to. I don't think that they have to do that particular scene, but it would be fun if they did, because it would add a little it adds a little bit of, oh, okay, that makes sense, that's why it looks so different. But you don't need to do those particular things. But I do think that we're going to have some I mean, like I said, with in the first place, that script has been developed for a very long time, and now they're going to piece it off. Do not be surprised when you see Darth Vader. Thank you so much for the phone call, really appreciate it. Cody, let me know if there we got another one. Hey, you're on Collider Live, what do we got?
Hey, I am, this is the Eternal Nicholas from Chicago. Actually, that's my Twitter channel. First time I got through. I've never gotten through before.
There you go.
And, yeah. So, wow. This is amazing. I'm on live. And yet, I'm, whoa.
Yeah, what do you got for us today, my man?
Well, Christian, you are awesome.
Thank you.
And so is, like, Roxy and Dorina. Dorina always likes my stuff on, Twitter.
That must be cool.
Oh, wow. Okay, I hear myself now.
You hear yourself?
You got it.
Yeah.
We hear you too.
We can hear you too. So what?
Yeah,
all right, ready? All right, here, I'm gonna give you a little that's calm. Let's set, okay. And I'm gonna give you one thing to say as far as whatever you want to talk about right now. I'm gonna give you a count of five, like the schmodown. You ready? Five,
okay.
Four, three, two, one, go.
I'm starving out on you. I just wanted to say I think you're going to do awesome with Cambia on the new Star Wars show.
Thank you.
You know, every morning I wake up after I watch, you know, Jerry on, this is why I don't call in. This is exactly why I usually don't call in.
You're doing great.
You're doing good.
Thank you, Roxy. But,
so you're excited for the new Star Wars show?
Yeah, with Christian and Cambia. And then, you know, I can't believe that you and Dorina are hosting. It's like a dream.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. And, Kate's there too. I gotta.
No, it's okay.
Folk, buddy. Hey. Hey,
Saul, you want to give him some advice?
Yeah, hey, caller, how you doing?
Hey, listen, this is Saul. Saul's called in about, I think the actual number is 1,375,000 times. So, Saul's going to give you some advice. Go ahead, Saul.
Hey, just focus and breathe. Think about just what thought compelled you to dial the phone number. What was the thought that said, hey, I should call this and share this information?
This is my tweet. I like it. I have my tweets and, you know, kind of really focus in on what I'm doing. Oh, my Cody and the baby.
Just, okay. There you go.
Cody and the baby.
All right.
Did you call Alex a baby?
No.
Cody and the baby.
No, he said Alex is Cody's baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, listen. We are very excited.
What about Riley? What about Brett?
I saw Riley. Sorry about your dog.
Oh,
I can't hear you.
All right, thanks for that.
Oh, shit.
All right.
You know, I've been looking at the ship for a long time. And I really.
I'm
really a fan of all of you. And
no,
I'm
way. Yeah, when I was seven.
I'm
but
trying to hold it together.
Yeah, well, we all do that in college. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you for the call. What was your first name again?
Nicholas?
What was your first name? Nick? Nicholas?
No, the Brett on the Street stuff.
Oh, he's talking to you still.
Brett, oh, it's,
I,
oh, yeah.
I missed that. I wish they could have done more with that.
Get out of here! You stop.
You know, you never really
wondered about
that. You know,
oh,
you,
man.
I was planning on calling it a lot.
Oh, well.
And
Yes, yes, yes. It's coming back. It's
okay.
Coming
well,
back.
Thank you so much for the call. So excited,
you
excited.
Did a great
Nicholas.
Job, honey. Well, yeah, really good.
I think it was Nicholas. But
gonna,
I might have made
we're
going
to call him Excited Nicholas. Yeah.
And exactly. Yeah. Was his name Nicholas?
I don't
think
know.
So. That was okay. The best call we've ever gotten.
Yep.
You're a sweetheart.
Other than Solomon,
is he still on?
He's still going.
No.
Oh, he's the best call ever.
Say your name one more time.
Eternal Nicholas on Twitter.
Eternal
Nicholas. All right.
You're Excited Nicholas from now on.
All the time.
Well, thank you, Excited Nicholas.
Nicholas, do you like anybody on the show?
Thank you, Nicholas. Oh, well, all right, so Cody, let me know. We got another
Isn't
one
that
here.
Crazy is crazy that our stupid ass fucking selves people like and call in like that?
I like Excited Nicholas. It.
It's so crazy.
He's very,
I know.
He's very excited and very, very nice and
That's why whenever fans meet me, I'm like, what? Why do you like me? I'm just great. You know?
Yeah.
Well, you're funny.
Well, if we all hate ourselves, yeah. People like us are like, that's weird.
I'm sorry because it's so dark, but the one to Riley.
Going to Riley, I know.
Yeah.
He's like, sorry about your dog.
Oh.
I know. And he hit me right at that. Like, last night, I had a Cal moment.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was crying. And Julie was like, what's wrong? Why are you doing this?
It wasn't during the sex. Right?
No, it was not during the sex. Okay. No, because it was one of those fucking
right
memories
afterwards.
On Facebook.
It was right afterwards.
Yeah. No, she always cries afterwards. So yeah. That's,
you
that's her.
I make them cry.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Hey, you're on Collider Sex Talk. Who's this?
Tommy from New Jersey.
What's up, Tommy from Tommy? Jersey? What's going on? Hey, Tommy, what's going on?
I used to have sex with somebody named Tommy from
New
Jersey.
Oh, look at that. Was it
Not
this Tommy?
Anymore.
Is it?
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, my God.
What if it was?
Oh, shit. My God.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Tommy, do you know Roxy? How well do you know Roxy?
Very well, obviously.
Oh.
No, it's not him.
It's not okay. Him. Okay. All right, Tommy, what do you got for us today?
Christian, congrats on everything.
Thank you.
SEM's going to be great.
Thank you.
I have a little fan cast, old picture type of thing.
Brett in.
I would want to do a biopic of Don Rickles with Billy Crystal at the helm.
I like that. He said he wanted to cast a biopic with Billy Crystal as Don Rickles. I think that's good.
That's a good one.
Because he did that. What's the comedy movie that Billy Crystal did where he was he played, I don't know, he wasn't Henry Youngman, who was he? He did something
Mr.
like
Saturday Night.
Yeah, Mr. Saturday Night. That's what it was. That's what it was. But yeah, I could see him doing that for sure. Don Rickles, he'd be actually great. That's a good casting. I
think that's great.
I'm still waiting for Carlin though. First, I got to see that Carlin.
That's my number one.
Yeah, that's already been talked about. But whether or not it's going to happen, what are you guys doing? Art?
Make them purple. Fart art.
Okay, good. Good last
I'm
show.
I'm going to have children.
This is great entertainment.
Good last show.
You want a preview of Collider Live in the movie? Here we are.
Roxy says to me, she goes, so say some nice things about me. I said, okay, well. And then guess what she did? She made paste out of my cake.
I made purple.
Yeah.
Are you proud of me, Dad?
So proud. Looking forward. Is this the opening segment of Monday's show?
Okay, good. We're actually just making cake art for 2 hours.
It's women shit.
It's women
shit.
This is a tease. Here,
yep. Vaginas.
Talking about how math is hard.
Yeah. You will have tape on your mouth on our show.
Yeah. But you'll look good in it.
You'll be getting us the coffees.
Okay. Yeah. How very dare you
That's
say.
Right. I can't make that joke these days, you know.
My show just got canceled and I run it.
Yeah.
Can you just do me a favor, Kate? Make sure you smack them as much as possible during the show.
Because Kate, I'm basically passing down the baton to you.
No, no.
Lots of smack.
Well,
but here's
smack
what I was going to do. I was going to fling it that way, and I said,
nervous.
I don't want to. No, I didn't want to hit Schnepp, so I was like, I hit the red line.
What you did.
No, I didn't. I went to flick it, and it went nowhere near anywhere and just landed back in my hand.
It literally didn't go.
Cody, would you like to do another call?
Not right now, Darren.
Sorry, Darren. Okay, good.
Cody, do you have any questions for us?
Not right now.
Thoughts,
Darren.
Concerns? Comments.
What's your favorite part about me, Cody?
Cody, speech.
Not right now.
Nobody wants to say anything. Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh.
When there's a call, you can interrupt me. But I just want to say that I don't think – I know none of us would be sitting in this room without you.
Yeah.
Facts. And a lot of people in the office, as we just discovered. I've said it before. I'll say it again. A huge, huge part of my career is due to you – helping me, putting me on Schmoes to start, then DC Movie News, which has booked me at almost everything that I've ever booked since then. Collider Live saying that, talk about Mark Fernandez not knowing who somebody is, definitely did not know who I was. You fought for me to sit here, and I know that you're leaving, but never are you my competitor. I'm always rooting for you and really grateful that you helped all of us be here.
Thank you, Roxy. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah, you have become like my little sister for sure. There's no doubt about it. And I always I'll be watching your career with great interest.
Hopefully she's really ready. Really,
yeah, that wasn't creepy at all.
Yeah, you don't even know what's from.
No, that's right. Yeah. So a lightsaber, what happens is you press a button.
Yes.
Make jokes at my sweetness,
I like
guys.
The sweetness.
It was very sweet.
Which is,
it was sweet.
It's really,
and true.
It's crazy.
You just are really together. Good at finding talent. You're a talented guy yourself, as we know.
Thank you.
A talented dummy. And we're all talented dummies. And exactly what Roxy said. I think that it's really cool when you find people that you connect with, because existence is freaking weird. I'll get philosophical, and nobody knows what we're doing or why we're here, but the people is what makes life matter to me, and I'm very thankful to everybody you've introduced me to. I'm very thankful to know all of you guys. I think you're all going to keep doing great things, and I'm very excited to see what that is, and I'm very, very happy and lucky to know you all, and I wish you the best, Christian. I love you, you big dummy.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. I appreciate it.
I don't like you very much, and I just wanted to tell you that. No, I want to say something, because you were starting that story about, you know, we're going to be working together always. Right. I mean, that's what I know. When you set your mind to something, this is the thing I know about you, you make it work. You make it successful every single time. So I look forward to that, because I'm going to be helping as much as I can. I want to be a part, obviously, Schmodown. But the thing I know about Christian Harloff is that he takes care of his own. Everybody's kind of talked about how he's opened doors here for us and introduced us to all these different things. But you started with that story that I'll never forget, my friend, and that's the moment I found out about my ex, one of the darkest days I've ever had. You had called me just randomly for talking about some schmo stuff. I told you what had happened. 10 minutes later, you were through my door with that Stella, and we sat there, and that was something that I'll always remember. You always had my best interests in mind, so thank you, my brother.
You're welcome. Always do.
You guys didn't drink it. You just saved it?
Yeah. You just saved it.
That was it. I've had it ever since.
That's skunk's nice. Now.
Yeah. It's sure. Tainted, but should be good.
Sure. Hey, you're on Collider Live. What do we got?
Hi, I'm Lydia from Georgia.
Hello, Lydia from Georgia.
Vagina.
What do you got for us?
Call for baking tips.
Vagina.
Love it, Lydia.
Hi. I've been trying to call all week because I knew this was your last day, Christian.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just want to wish you good luck on SEN. I've been a Patreon.
Thank you.
Basically, since, like, I guess when you first, you know, started it, I've been watching, like, following you, your career since, like, about 5 years now. And you've just been a great inspiration, all of you. Roxy, I know everybody gives you a hard time, but
no.
I have always appreciated how much open and honest you are. I think it's something that people take for granted, and that's why people sometimes give you a hard time. But I just want to let you know that I feel like you're a great person.
Yes.
And
really appreciate it. Yes.
Yeah, I just want you to know that someone's always going to be in your corner, even if you don't know them. I'm always in your corner.
No, thank you so much.
That's so nice.
I really appreciate that.
Darina.
Lydia, best name. Winona Ryder.
Deets.
I love it.
Right. Yes. Yes. Monday. Like, I kind of went all out for October for Halloween, which isn't something I normally do. But I decided to go ahead and do that, and I watched a lot of great movies. Psycho. I watched Psycho for the first time.
It's great.
I went out and saw Joker, and that was like, I'm a mental health therapist, so it was like really watch for me.
Yeah.
Just from that point of view.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, of course, this Monday, I watched. It was like Tim Burton Day. I watched. And Winona Ryder Day, because I watched Edward Scissorhands and I watched Beetlejuice. I grew
up with cool. Beetlejuice.
My name's Lydia. But yeah, you are great too. You really kind of helped get me more into horror movies and movies of that aspect. So that's been great. I watched Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2.
Awesome. Man, that makes me so happy. Making somebody a fellow horror fan, man. That's great.
Yes.
Right, and thank you, Mark Rowley. You've been great.
She's saying, talking to you right now. Well. Oh. She said the same to you. Yeah. So you helped also with that.
And Kate, Brett, you two make me laugh so much.
You make her laugh.
And it's just a blessing just for all of you guys to, like, do what you guys do.
Thank you.
Very nice. You're a very nice person.
I actually have, like, a question or anything. I just always wanted to call and just let you guys
And
know.
We are so glad that you did.
Yeah. Because
what a wonderful call
class
that
A
was.
Vagina.
Thank you. Thank you, Lydia. Very nice call. Cannot thank you enough for that. That was a very sweet little send-off thing here for my last show. And I know that the ladies definitely appreciated it and as they start the new venture here. And these two knuckleheads also, it's good to know that they're funny because otherwise I would have made a bad decision putting them on the show because we are going to be aiming for the – don't you do that yet. Can you save it, please? Yeah. I'm fine. That's fine.
What are you doing?
She's making
just
nice
– a question. I'm the boss.
You are. Since when did that happen? You are the boss.
I'm so glad you're going to do that shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I need something like that.
Yeah, like who else is going to give you shit? She's going to give
you shit. It's funny that Christian picks people who are like step to you.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Because I don't – who wants – you got to – have that because otherwise it's just
yes and
absolutely absolutely
for sure. Somebody's gonna keep you in
you gotta check. Be and like that's the
I'm
thing
the
that
toughest
people,
one on it
yeah well people don't
I
realize.
Know when he says come over here and fix this I don't just jump at this
by the way there's three things falling off I know. My wall my wife this morning she's like didn't we pay him for that
and four things falling out of your head that he has to
yeah
fix.
It's true yeah. All right well let's do one more we'll do one more phone call
lucky caller
you'll be the last phone call for my regime. And then I don't know. You guys going to still do phone calls?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. I don't know what to do.
Are you going to pass me the cake baton?
Not now because I think it's the middle of this
you
lady.
I was eating it.
The middle of the lady's nice things about you. You're fucking making paste.
I was going to. She was making paste. I was eating.
Oh. I was making
took it away.
Purple.
All right. Let's do one more call.
Forgerina to eat.
Hey, you're on Collider Live. Who do we got?
Hey, guys. It's David from Bowling Green, Kentucky again.
Hello, David.
Hi,
all right, David.
David.
Final call of the day. What do you got for us today?
Oh, no, that's crazy. Okay, sorry. So, I just wanted to say, like, I don't have a question. Just want to do comments similar to the last call, but I don't know if I can live up to how highly she spoke of everyone. But I want to know that, like, I fell off of the Schmodown, but you building the SEN network, I think that's going to help me get back into it. And I was scared of how Collider was going to go from here, but hearing that Roxy and Serena are going to be at the helm, that makes me super excited. You guys are awesome. I'm so excited for how this show is going to go with the new segments and everything. And I just want to wish everyone there the best for your guys' future. That's all I wanted to really say.
That's very nice of you.
Thank you
very much. Very
appreciate
sweet call.
You.
And because it was a short call, maybe we could do one more.
Yeah.
One more call.
One
a poor
us.
Mark right now. No idea what they're saying.
Nope.
None.
Nope. Sorry.
Nope. Can tag in and out.
Yeah, all right. Oh shit! Do I have it? I saw this on Twitter, and I do have to play this. I do. I got. Ah, what the fuck? Where did it go?
We're gonna watch you.
No, I got it.
Right.
No,
here it
is.
We're gonna do a reaction video.
This is a fan. Shut your fucking ass, bro. All right, here you go.
Thank you for translating. That's actually in the studio.
That is from Deaning of a White Christmas, Dean Lewis, 2099. Put that in there.
So, right. Mark,
do you
I'm
get
talking
what just happened?
Right now.
Are you?
Kate turns over to Mark and says, Zoobly-Zoo. The one thing he can hear. You're playing it.
Yeah. I was very aware of the Zoobly-Zoo song.
You sure this is the brawn we want to bring with us?
No trade, Matt!
Can't change
my Have you signed any contracts? All right. Hey, you're on Collider Live. You are the last caller. Who is this?
Justin Stockholm from Spartanburg, South Carolina.
All right, hey, Justin, what do you got from us today?
Well, I was just wondering if you think that Drew Karsapetian is going to do anything further along Star Wars.
I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so. I don't know. They have. I mean, there was rumors that the new Bane book is coming out, but he's not necessarily writing it. If they do anything over public, I think they would be silly not to have him as a at least a consultant. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to use him or what he's been doing, but I think he needs to return to Star Wars for sure.
How fitting of this show that we get these two beautiful callers. These two amazing. They want to tell us how much they love. And the last one is a Star Wars question.
Makes sense.
Yes. Yes. Perfect.
That's kind of
perfect.
Well, thank you very much for the call.
That's
and,
awesome. Thanks,
and
Justin.
Thank all of you guys here. Final words for Collider Live is thank you for making this show what it is. We add the content, but you guys really, if you don't watch it, it doesn't stay on the air. And that's what we were able to do for a year and a half. We took because when the channel was the podcast channel, we started putting clip outs, and I think there was like 25,000 subscribers on that channel when we started putting the clip outs on that channel. That channel then rose to around 65,000 subscribers with the clip outs, and that's when we were able to have our own channel, the channel that you're watching right now, Collider Live. That channel has now rose to 101,000 subscribers, and that is all because you guys have found what we do enjoyable to your daily routine, and you have found the personalities, and you have found the people, and you have made this part of your day. Continue to do that. Continue to follow both Roxy and Darina and Riley into the new venture. This will be a different show. This will be a fun show. This will be a show that they were going to make their own because that's what they are good at and that's what they will be doing. It'll be a completely different show. And that's what you want because then it's completely not it's not even close to a competition. We will be doing the same old shit. So come and join us also. And I thank you. I thank you all for being wonderfully supportive through the good and the bad, for understanding that we're goofballs, that we're humans. That's the thing I think that is important with this whole thing is that sometimes, and we're all guilty of it, when we're watching programming, is that we see people, whether we're watching some of our favorite TV shows, oh, they're characters, and we forget that there are people behind those characters and there's people behind these microphones, and we all go through the same type of struggles and things that you guys go through. So when it's these fitting and kind of telling and heartwarming messages of how much we've helped your day. Remember that you help our day. You help us in the fact that, like Brett just said, someone comes up to him and says, hey, Brett, can I have a picture with you? Even though he breaks down in a cold sweat, it means that it's satisfying to him. It's satisfying to Roxy when someone says the kind words that caller Lydia just said. That because Roxy does – she's got very thick skin. She's got tough skin. There's a lot of people who give her a hard time, but then there's also that how much love, and she knows that. And Darina knows it, obviously, and Kate knows it, and Riley knows it, and Cody, and Alex, and this whole damn team knows it. So, and I know it. And I thank you. I thank you very much for everything that you've done in the past, the present, and the future. And I look forward to seeing you on my new venture. If you haven't subscribed, please go ahead and do that today on youtube.com/theschmodown. Follow me over on the Twits. And if you want to support, please go to patreon.com/schmodown. Give the Schmodown a chance. I am very proud of it. I believe that it is a brand new thing that a lot of people have not really discovered the way that they should. But I promise you this, they will. And with that, I sign off for my very last time here on Collider Live. Thank you very much to everyone in the studio here today, the great production team. Thank you to Mark Fernandez. Thank you to the wonderful crew here today, to Josh McCuga, who can't be here today, Mark Ellis, Mark Riley, Kate Mulligan, Darina, Roxy Stryer, Brett Sheridan, Alex Cody, Christian Rubalcaba, Kevin Smets for the great video, Jonas Gallegos, everybody here today who helped put it together. Peace out, Mother Effs.
Hey guys, it's Cody here. I didn't get a chance to make my speech, so I just want to say it now. I don't have this job. I didn't get hired here 3 years ago unless Christian was vouching for me. And I'm always going to remember that. I'll always be grateful, even if he thinks I'm not. So I'm never going to forget that, buddy. But the most important thing, from the bottom of my heart, the most important thing I want to leave you with, Christian, is that... What the? Really?
Stay little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, From Negative to Positive, brought to you by my friends over at State Farm. I believe that to have success, you got to play the game so that the game doesn't play you. You know, the biggest risk you take is not taking one. It's very important that you make sure that you make the most out of your money, especially when it comes to insurance.
State Farm offers surprisingly great rates. They have great agents standing by helping you personalize your coverage. All this is backed up by award-winning, easy-to-use technology. It's a great price with an even greater service. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.